It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's the best restaurant in the fucking world.
Yeah.
By people who go to the best restaurants in the world. Yeah. Not by me and you who go to fucking Ben's Pizza more often than not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
The motherfuckers who eat at the best restaurants in the world.
I won't even walk the extra 80 seconds to go to Joe's for a better slice.
Way better.
Yeah.
But you'd rather.
I'm like, nah, it's Ben's is right here.
Yeah, right here. Let's go here. But Grandma's Slice at Ben's is amazing.
Grandma's Slice is not better.
If you fresh Grandma's Slice. Show me a better slice of pizza than a fresh Grandma's Slice.
They say music is the mood of love. Let's see if you're hungry enough. Take it, baby. Take your lover. Just like a good boy would. Get a sweet thing on the side. Home cooking on the side. Side order. Could be a daughter. Man, you're looking good. Come on, baby. Eat the rich. Put the bite on the son of a bitch. Don't mess up. Don't you give me no switch. Come on, baby.
Let's take a tour around. Let's look at this place. I'm here with David Taylor. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank.
Ari, is this going to be one of your 30-minute introductions that drags on and then people just fast-forward through it?
Could be, or it could go the other way. This one could go, but I have a bunch of stuff to talk about, so maybe.
I view your introductions as a de facto test for THC in the bloodstream.
No, sometimes they're good. I get what you're saying, but sometimes they're good.
Okay.
Sometimes they're good.
Because I have a friend from home.
I redo them sometimes, too.
My friend from home very specifically said he stopped listening to your podcast because the intros were too long. Yeah. I said, fast forward. Yeah, he couldn't have it.
The problem is that people are like, the intros are too long. I'm like, the intros are content also.
Yes, but apparently
I like to redo them and redo them.
Listen to what they're saying to you. They're saying we don't like that content.
Well,
I have no idea what that is.
What is this? What is
Newtone is a company that makes speakers. I know that because we had them in my house growing up.
Oh, so this is probably a.
That must be. But then why is? Oh, that's pull on means turn it on and music. Yeah, there's speakers in the ceiling. Oh, nope. I'm totally wrong. It looks.
What the hell is that?
It doesn't sound good.
What the hell?
It made a grinding sound.
There's nothing over here.
Is it a trash compactor or a disposal?
Oh, maybe a trash compactor. Why would it be on top of the fucking...
I guess because the trash is in there. What the fuck?
No.
Ari, I'm completely... Oh, there's beer. I'm completely baffled by what just happened.
I don't know what that was.
Here's the funny thing about Benji, right?
Yeah?
Benji will treat you like white trash for not understanding what that ridiculous technology is. Like, the first time I was in his car... First time I was in a car... He turned on a seat warmer, and I thought I had some sort of infection because it started. I was like, oh, that's not good. And then I realized, oh, that's on purpose.
The seat warmer. Seat warmers are the greatest. That, if I ever get a new car.
Once I learned how about them, yes. I looked into seeing if maybe I could put a seat with a seat warmer in, but it's incredibly difficult.
He's really done a zero job of decorating this place.
No, he has. If you could see this.
Not zero.
No.
Two out of ten.
Worse than zero. Worse than zero. Because, like, you know what's on the wall here is 15 Rolling Stones from the early 90s, back when people used to read Rolling Stone.
But they. Yeah, that's true. But the old square. Is this the old square?
Yeah.
Size? Yeah. But the thing is, this worked well in his old place. It, like, went well. That one, that single bedroom, single size thing. But now it's, like, it's not fit for it.
Well. You know what he needs? He needs to get a woman to come in and redesign. By the way, we were talking about this. My favorite one is the Rolling Stone, which says, "Success doesn't suck." Nirvana, Kurt Cobain interview.
Doesn't suck. Yeah.
January 27th, 1994, he was dead in 2 months and 2 weeks.
Success
from a gunshot wound.
From hating success.
Yes. So 10 weeks later, he would shot himself in the head. By the way, there was still part of the 10 weeks when he was living in his house, remember?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That shows you how good publicists are.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know he had already, like, thought about it by then.
Well, he'd already tried it. That was the story, was that the day that John Candy died, Kurt Cobain had – that's the day he tried to kill himself with sleeping pills.
Oh.
I remember reading it in the newspaper and being really sad about John Candy and not caring one goddamn about Kurt Cobain.
And then he's got this guitar hung up. Well, he doesn't play guitar, does he?
He sings and plays, yes.
Oh, he does, because he's got the other guitar, too.
Yeah, he sings and plays.
This is his bedroom, no mattress.
This looks like
– he's got a bathroom this way.
Okay, let's go through.
He's got a bathroom and I don't. Benji, we were supposed to switch.
Well, do you want the room without the mattress?
No, I don't want the room without the mattress. And what are these? Pull-up bars?
Oh, no, they're the perfect ab strap.
Perfect ab strap.
Benji, it's so funny. Benji,
full bathroom.
Benji's workout material is like something that a housewife would buy. He's got a P90X DVD set.
DVD set. Perfect. Unopened.
Benji must really like to work out, really want to work out at 3 in the morning when they infomercial, because that is what it – I don't think he belongs to a gym,
yeah.
but he does have perfect ab straps hanging from his door.
There's got to be a closet, not a bathroom, right?
Yes, but you know what, Ari?
Fuck. Yeah.
Any closet is a bathroom if you commit.
Yeah, that's true. So is there a main bathroom, or is that the only bathroom?
That's the only bathroom.
No way. Two-bedroom? There can't only be a bathroom in the – oh, right here.
This is outrageous.
Oh, okay.
It's the same bathroom. Yeah. Oh, no. It's not the same bathroom. They're just two bathrooms that are next to each other. Yeah.
All right. Well, tell your friend this is one of those episodes that meandered, and now we're going to start.
Were we going to talk about Noma?
No. Yeah, we are. So this is the episode. Me and Bobby Kelly went to Noma. You're a foodie.
No, I'm not. But I mean, like I have cooking. Friends that are – I'm a bad foodie.
I'm trying to hear where the best acoustics are in this place. This seems like it's not the room. But actually, it's all right. This is okay. Pull up a chair, I guess.
Okay.
One of the seating things. That's
we call this an ottoman in the furniture industry.
Oh, God.
We're sitting here with a copy of Elephant Bucks, an inside guide to writing for TV sitcoms.
Dude, back to LA. It's already instantly I see hotter girls.
Yeah.
Instantly. You forget.
There are two sources of hot girls. There are two sources.
What are they?
One is the influx of women who come here to act.
Want
to
be actresses?
That's the one everybody talks about. But what they don't talk about is that Los Angeles is built on generations of failure, like Rome, where they just plow it and go right on top. So the hot girls that came here and failed, they didn't go back home. They moved to the Valley and married producers.
Married some actor who failed also.
Or failed actors, yes, where they made more hot
beautiful
women.
Children.
Yes, so there's generational attractiveness.
I like those girls because those girls aren't in Hollywood.
Not necessarily, yes. Yes.
Sometimes they are, but a lot of times they're not in Hollywood at all.
Oh, absolutely.
They just happen to be born in LA.
It's the one place where you can find an incredibly attractive woman who has no interest in the industry, and you're like, that, you know, the ideal woman is an incredibly beautiful girl with no headshot.
No headshot.
Yeah.
Rogan used to have a no headshot rule for, let's go to a different room. This is acoustically.
Okay.
For dating, he had a no headshot rule. If anyone with a headshot, I'm out.
Well,
I finally started understanding. I was like, no, but you might. And then I realized, once you get laid enough, yeah, it's fine.
Absolutely.
Hey, you can sit on the bed. I'll sit over here. Oh, yeah. This is the best place.
Okay, great. Yes. So there are just attractive people walking around. It's pretty incredible.
It's incredible.
People and you're still understand. In starvation mentality from New York. So on the drive over here.
I just got in.
Yeah. On the drive over here from my place, and you just taken a taxi, there were no fewer than 10 times that you said, oh, my God, look at her. I'm about a girl who is pretty much a 7. You know,
LA 7s. People don't get it. LA 7s. Like, people will kill for that. In other parts of the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's kind of a food analogy. So what was Noma like? Or what is...
Okay, so the podcast is this. Me and Bobby Kelly went to Copenhagen for a comedy festival.
Yes.
I've done that 2 years in a row now. We did the Switzerland festival. They flew me to Switzerland. Then I went skiing with my brother. Ooh, scabby knees.
Yeah.
And that was cool. And then Denmark. Ew, did you just pick off the scab?
No, I
you covered it up.
Knee.
Ugh. You know, of all my friends, I'm probably disgusted by you more than any of the other ones.
That's very sweet of you to say.
It's like, not angry at, just disgusted by.
It sounds like my relationships.
So when we were there, my mom told me about Noma. She was like, there's this restaurant.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's the best restaurant in the world.
Well, you know the story about it, right?
No, tell me.
Okay, the story is that it is one of these places where it replaced El Bulli, and I pronounced that, as the best restaurant in the world. It was El, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Bulli. This guy named Ferran Adrià. I don't know how to pronounce that name.
I think it's pronounced Bull.
Yeah, could be. He was like the best. It was the best restaurant in the world, but then it went out of business. It stopped doing what they do. And now the best place is this place in Copenhagen where this dude forages for shit. All the food comes from like... around the area.
Locally sourced.
Yes. So, but he forages for fucking shrubs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He goes out. Now, what I've heard is Portland has a bunch of restaurants like that where it's considered something of a complaint that people in Portland have where local chefs will come through and pull berries out of their... like ridiculous berries out of their yard. Because these people, when I say forage, they're not like going to get picked wild strawberries. They're fucking picking like crazy shit off the ground.
I'll tell you what we had. One of the courses,
yeah.
Fried moss.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And how was it?
It was delicious.
Really?
Everything was delicious. There was nothing that I didn't enjoy.
Fried moss was good.
Oh, man, with this sweet butter like sauce.
Okay, maybe that's the evidence of how butter makes anything good, the same way that if you deep fry anything.
God, it was delicious, man.
Really?
It was like
a ball.
So
what was your favorite dish and what was your least favorite?
I don't know about least favorite. Here's the thing about Noma. It was less about... oh, this is so amazing. Okay, I've been to this restaurant 9 in Vegas, and I think it's fallen into disrepair now.
This is not – yeah, but that's not like
– it was a steakhouse that Rogan would take us to. And I ate a porterhouse steak there when Rogan was like, yeah, get anything you want. I don't care. I ate a porterhouse, and like I bit into it, and I was like, oh my God, this is the best steak I've ever had in my life. Noma wasn't really like that.
Noma is like...
It wasn't about like...
Well, basically, it's Noma is like a higher level of like... It's for foodies.
It's for... It was an adventure.
Yes.
Less about like filling up.
Well, look at it like this. There's... You know how the comedians like different types of comedy?
Uh-huh.
And like there's somebody who might say, oh my God, I saw the funniest set. Who did it? Dane Cook. You'd be like, man.
Nah, forget it. Yeah.
But you might see somebody who does something weird where nobody else appreciates. You're like, that was... Like, food's kind of like that.
Yeah, this isn't exactly like that. Everything was good, but it was a 2.5 hour lunch. And they tell you that before you sit down.
What is the what did the other people look like? What did the other patrons look like? Mostly people from locals.
Upscale.
And
upscale.
Isn't it tough to get fucking seated there?
So my mom told me about it, and she goes, "You should make reservations right now." I'm like, "Okay." And then she kept going, "Ari, you should really try to make reservations if you're going to be there."
Your mom is surprisingly hip.
Yeah, I know. Well, she knows about that shit. I think through her rich sister.
Oh, okay. Because this is, by the way, incredibly difficult.
And she goes, people who can't get reservations. And I was like, okay. It's 3 months ahead of time, mom. Relax. I'll call 2 months ahead of time. We'll be
fine. And even then, that's touching.
They were like, no fucking way. They do reservations every 3 months.
Oh, like
so
a
you can't
like
make a year
season.
In advance.
You know, there are there's a new place that opened, or not new, but it's called Alinea. I don't know how to pronounce it. They sell tickets.
Sell tickets.
That's the new model. That they, it's like a ticket-based app.
Yeah.
So,
well, what we found out is that they have a wait list, and yeah. some people don't show, and then their wait list is pretty subjective. So if some like Anthony Bourdain is in town, he's like, I'd love to get in. They're like, well, we don't have any room for you. But if somebody falls out, they're going to call Anthony Bourdain before they call
yes,
some guy.
Absolutely.
And me and Bobby Kelly, we walked in like beforehand just to see it because we weren't yeah. going to get in. And the guy who was running the festival was like, these guys are comics in town. Just want to show them. Hopefully they'll get in. But so they put him in their head.
That is astonishing.
Yeah. And so then they call, like, hey, you're the comic. You want to come down?
Jeez, how expensive was this meal? Expensive, like $1,000.
We get to it.
Okay, sorry.
We get to it in the podcast. But okay. So that's what the episode's about. Bobby, Robert Kelly, has a special coming out this Friday, but it's also available on his website right now, robertkellylive.com, for $5, like always. And so that's why I'm doing it this week instead of the last 3 months.
Okay. Okay. Now, when we're off the air, you'll tell me how much it costs, right?
I will. Or I'll do it in the outro. Maybe I'll do an outro. But okay. Before we get into that,
yeah,
couple things. One, my special comes out a week from Friday.
On television, you mean?
On television.
Which one is this? The one that...
Paid regular. The one I just did at the Comedy
Store. The one you
store.
Just did. What about the other one? Is that...
The other one's coming out at the end of my Storyteller Show run.
Oh, got it.
The
okay.
end of it is not happening.
So paid regular coming out this week.
No.
Next week.
Yeah, this will be out. This podcast will be out tomorrow.
But next week, paid regular.
The 16th at midnight.
Okay.
Oh, I have a new thing. The new day starts at 4 a.m. now. Instead of midnight.
Excuse me?
The new day, instead of the day rolling over at midnight, the new day starts at 4 a.m.
Okay. So in other words, when McDonald's starts their breakfast, the day begins.
They start at 4 a.m.?
Yes.
4?
Maybe 4:30, but 4, I think. I think it's 4. I'm pretty sure. I put money on 4.
But nothing before 4.
No, although
if it's 3:30, that's a late night meal.
Yes. And also, sometimes I think they have breakfast meals that go all day. You know what I like Burger King does? They put burgers in the morning. You can have a Whopper in the morning.
Just have all of it. What, is there a specialist that's
well,
show up later?
The way it works is presumably it's different, you know, different stations.
Different
all that
fake
shit.
Foods. We the fake eggs only
don't
come in by
give
daytime.
Give me this. It's great
We're running
food.
Out of cardboard.
It's great
we
food.
We have to serve some eggs.
Look, you love it. I love it. We watched football today and you spent all of the McDonald's ads instead of embracing the beautiful Lego
They're
type
cartoons,
art.
Man. They're using SpongeBob.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
They're using fucking
instead
cartoon
dogs. Instead
of
embracing it, you're like, hey man, they're selling death to kids.
They're addicting children on death.
Look. It's fine. Kids can have a little fat and sugar. You know what? Their little bodies...
They're addicting them for life. It's not saying it's available for kids. It's making them want it.
Yes, because it's good.
So are cigarettes, David. You've never smoked. They're amazing.
Yeah, that's why I don't smoke cigarettes.
And you know this? You know what I realized from being in Germany this year, actually? After Copenhagen, I went to Germany for Oktoberfest with my brother.
How was that? That's incredible, isn't it?
Awesome.
I love Germany.
Best part?
Munich?
The spinning thing.
What?
Did I tell you about that?
What spinning thing?
There's a circle... About the size of this room.
Yeah.
And the DJ comes in and he goes, okay, calling all the people with Lederhosen. Get in there. Everyone dies in the middle. Or he'll go, calling all the people from only Bavarians only.
Yeah.
Chicks only. Americans. Foreigners. Whatever he calls. Everyone of that group. Everyone over 60. They all jump to the middle. So it's a giant circle. Not a square like this, but a giant circle. And the circle, say this is, you know, it goes out like that. In the middle, it's raised up about a foot.
Okay.
And then the circle starts to spin.
yeah.
and people slowly, because it's so smooth, are just pushed to the outside.
And the last person who left gets a prize?
So you get these, right, so you get like three or four people that eventually form an alliance, and they lock in the middle.
Ah, yes, like
we're
survival.
Not going anywhere. Yeah. They can't get them off, right?
Uh-huh.
Wrong. That's where they have the giant medicine ball on a rope. And they swing that thing with impunity.
This sounds more like,
launch
like
it.
Japan.
Oh, my God. It was fun to watch.
God,
me and my
great.
Brother saw these people. We all saw everybody laughing. Like, but it was a long line. So we're like, let's not go in. And I went back the next day. No wonder it was a lot. Everybody's laughing because it was amazing.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. By the way, Munich was – that's my favorite food on earth.
Munich?
The beer – the brewery restaurants in Munich yeah. are incredible.
The beer gardens.
Yeah, beer gardens. Because the beer is out – the Lohenbrau.
Beer's outstanding.
Amazing beer.
Lohenbrau's great.
Yeah, and it wasn't great.
Polaner's great. Polaner's great.
Yeah, I went to all of them in like a couple of days. But the food is – you just drink these giant glass fucking mugs of beer.
Not
and
worst.
Eat. Yes, and the food – yeah.
Yeah. Do you want what's that, fried onions or whatever they put on that shit? Pickled onions?
Yeah, I can't even remember what it is. It's just so good.
It was good. But anyway, so...
back it up. We were talking about something.
Cigarettes.
Yes.
So you know how cigarette companies, they finally got a conscience, now they don't put billboards out anymore?
Yeah, well, it's not a conscience. It's FDA rule.
Yeah, because in Germany, they have all those billboards.
Of course, absolutely.
So the only reason they don't do that anymore is because they're forced not to.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you do something that works for your business? Of course you do that.
Because it's murdering people.
Your business is murdering people.
Yeah,
and
I guess you have to accept it.
You know, here's the thing. I think a lot of that evidence is really overblown. Really? You can smoke in moderation and like, you know, I think it's fine.
Good point. Now, I guess
plenty of people smoke and don't get lung cancer. So you need to ask yourself, what are the other people doing that those people aren't?
Were you at the Comedy Store for my special?
Yes, I was. Right? In fact, let me tell you what I remember about your special.
The food? Korean food truck?
The food truck was great. That's why, yes. I said to you after I said, Ari, I want you to look at this truck. This is your legacy.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
My it's going to be available on my website, I think, on Monday, a week from today.
So wait, how does this work? Is it going to be on the Comedy Central app? Or
Comedy Central, yeah, it's going to be on the Comedy Central app. You can get it
for free.
No, $5. Oh no, the broadcast version you can get for free on the app.
Oh, okay.
Comedy Central app's not bad. If you download it, they have some good stand up on there.
Don't drink the fucking Kool Aid.
Well,
Comedy Central app.
I've talked to them a lot. They're combining the stand up app and the regular app. No reason it should be two, and now they're making them one.
I have this app called Netflix.
Oh yeah, there's totally that. I would way rather that,
yes.
But the app's not bad. You can watch it, whatever.
Okay, but, so they're giving you a free version away, but you want the extended cut, come to Ari's website and pay $5.
Pay $5, yeah. It's another, I think, like 30 extra
See
minutes.
See the stuff that wasn't good enough to make the television special.
It's not that it wasn't good enough. There was a bit or two in there that I really liked, but I was like, there's no time for it. It's 43 minutes.
That is weird. And how long is the one? So it's 73?
70, about 70.
Were you happy with how the special came out?
Mm-hmm. It's actually surprisingly not that hard to cut for broadcast time. I asked them ahead of time. I was like, I don't want to cut bits up. I want to use a whole bit or not at all.
Yeah.
And they're like, sure.
So they were able to give you leeway in terms of when the commercials would be.
There was one chunk I had to take out of one bit.
Yeah.
It was like an aside that I liked, but it was like I knew ahead of time. I was like, this will be cut out of
broadcast.
That's
the thing about editing is a lot of times you're getting rid of stuff that, you know, you're fine with getting rid of.
But it wasn't that hard to cut up, and they were pretty cool about it. And they're cool about, like, this break has to be 7 minutes. I was like, can I make it 8.5 so I can get this whole bit in there, and then make the next bit 4 instead of 6?
Okay,
and
yeah,
they were like, let me ask. And they were like, yes.
Did they have any problems with content?
One line that will not – that'll be the unedited cut.
What line was that?
Descriptive smells of vaginas are a problem.
Well, now, was it positive descriptive smells or negative descriptive?
And specifically the line of – well, it's all about women's sometime in the morning that they're kind of gross.
Okay.
And when you go down on them, I said you split it apart. You split open their vagina. It looks like a grilled cheese sandwich, or it splits open like a grilled cheese
sandwich.
That
was a problem.
They were like, no fucking way. And then they say no fucking way. They're like, I don't think we can get that through. And then also something else in that where I was like, it smells like, I forgot the line, but the way I described it, but then Ann Harris went and fucking fought for it. She goes, guess what? It's back in. You can use that now. I was like, thanks. Half the executives' jobs are just
say no.
And fight then, fighting against their S&P. Like, come on, can we please do this? The artist wants
it's
to do it.
It's weird how that S&P is so powerful at that network.
All networks. It's all networks.
It seems like some networks give a lot more leeway than others.
But they have
others.
Different ones. Like what we said, like you can't show a giant dildo, sucking a giant dildo on FX, but you can say shit on FX. And you couldn't say that on Comedy Central.
Can you show sucking a giant dildo on Comedy Central?
So it was like weird things that sometimes are allowed on one, not the other. It's up to their standards of practice means like
arbitrary.
These it's not is what we want system. On our network. Yeah. So Nickelodeon standards of practice is completely different.
I would argue probably more restrictive.
Probably restrictive. Yeah, probably more restrictive.
In fact, there's probably a lot more GAC all out on Nickelodeon.
GAC.
GAC was the green substance slimy Double Dare.
Yeah, probably a lot more of that.
GAC also was the Van Halen nickname for cocaine.
Can we pull some GAC back?
Yes, we need a little less GAC.
Less GAC.
So. Yeah, congratulations.
So you were there, I'm sorry. How was the experience there, upstairs and stuff? Were you upstairs?
Oh, you're talking about your special?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I mean, it was a great vibe. The difference between your special and other specials I've seen is that, you know, other specials I've seen there, it seemed like it seemed like people were there to see a TV taping.
Right.
But that was actually like, if you had just done a regular show with no TV, you would have still gotten the same audience. People are excited to be there. They're excited to see you. It's a good vibe. Everybody's happy. I mean, those are always weird because it's like always a three-part system. There's the OR, which is jammed to the gills with cameras and lit really weirdly.
Yeah.
There's the main room, which now looks like it's like a fucking hive of like monitors and producers and boxes of pizza in the back. And then the belly room where people are kind of sitting and kind of half paying attention to the special and talking. And
it's
it was
mostly about being there. It was like,
yeah, absolutely. On, you like, know, the thing too is, it's like a big deal. The one part I remember about the special was that Francesca Hilton, who is the grossest person I've ever met.
She was there?
She drove into the parking lot during taping and then leaned on the horn. I guess as an affront, feeling an affront because you got a special and she didn't, or I'm not sure why, but they said, you got to get the fuck out of here. You can't park here. So then she gets an argument with Adam about her spot. She goes, I've been calling, Adam. I've been calling. And Adam goes, oh, yeah. She goes, I've been calling and you're not responding because that sounds about right. She said, I need some spots. He goes, you're not going to get any spots. She said,
She's a crazy person. Daughter of Zsa Zsa Gabor's
daughter. And this is,
sued Zsa Zsa.
I walked up to her one time last year and I said, you know, your mother is number one in my Deadpool. And she said, your mother's number one in my Deadpool. And I said, well, seeing as how my mom has all of her limbs, probably not as smart of a play.
That's such a terrible comeback from a terrible person.
Yes, exactly. So the funny thing was watching
your mother's mind.
Yeah, well, as somebody was standing, I think it was Jeff Scott, was standing in the, like, watching to see what I was going to do to that response. And he's like, oh, yeah, bravo. They're quite pleased with me.
I heard Jeff was the other day, Francesco came in. Mm-hmm. I think Duncan was telling me this. So somebody was telling me. And he just comes around the corner and goes, move. Francesco's here. Francesco, warning.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, shit. They all have to run away.
She looks like Sam Kinison, only not as attractive.
She looks like Sam Kinison.
And so she says that and she goes, you know, I want a spot. She goes, I'm not going to take any Sunday spots on Crazy Cindy's show. And Adam said, I don't think you hear what I'm saying. You're not getting any spots. Right. She just won't listen.
I don't want belly room. Yeah, you're not getting anything.
Yeah, she won't listen. So that's what I remember about your taping. And
that's good.
Food
truck
was good. It was a great vibe. Everybody's happy to be there.
Yeah.
Good job.
I really wanted it to be kind of a celebration for all the paid regulars.
You know, it reminds me of The Simpsons where Homer and Barney compete against each other to be astronauts.
Astronauts, yeah.
And the guy says to them, they say, look, in a way, you're both winners. But in a much more real way, Homer, you're both Barney, you are the winner. So it was a celebration for all people. But, you know, not as much of a celebration as, you know.
And the Q&A is going to be in the special features, too.
That's very exciting.
The online version.
We're all part of that. Yes, I stole Jarrett Grody's question. Jarrett Grody, really great question. And, it was a lot of fun. It was a great vibe. And overall, good job. The funny thing is, afterwards, the store said, no more specials ever again. And then Louis just taped a special there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, so now we'll start the episode.
Sounds great.
It's episode 199. It's called Noma with Robert Kelly. And next week, episode called Potluck with Danish and O'Neill. We just talk about hosting.
Potluck. Oh, really? Episode, you know, that's 200. The only reason I showcased at the Comedy Store was in the hope that I could. Yeah, I didn't care about being a paid writer because I didn't think I'd get it. I just wanted to host the potluck, and then I got to do that three times. And then
three times?
Yeah.
It's pretty fun, though, those three times, though, right?
I was good at it.
Yeah.
But
two different vibes. Well, that's for next week. Either making fun of everybody or just embracing everyone.
I basically was more towards making fun of people, but it's also you got to get on and off quick. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start the episode.
Sure.
Also, one quick note. Everyone who told me that the Cowboys were going to choke in December, and everyone who told me, don't worry, they'll be one and out in the playoffs, you all owe me an apology. Be a fucking man about it and write your goddamn Twitter in and say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, or get the fuck out of my life.
Here's the question. When they lose to the Green Bay Packers, are you going to respond with a maybe you were partially right response?
No. We got, first of all, to me, just making the playoffs is
don't say
victory.
We. You're going
to
say we about the fucking Cowboys.
I'm going to keep doing it, man. That's a hacky way of thinking. That's a hacky way
do
of thinking.
They include you
that's
in the
shit's
way.
Fucking 1970, man. We is anyone who's a fan of the team. That's
do you
dumb.
Think the team sees it that way?
Yes. 12th man, you never heard of that? Yeah, they see it as we.
Yeah, the 12th
There's
man.
One guy in line was like, you're not from Dallas. And I was like, well, guess what? Neither are the Cowboys.
Here's the deal, man. If you don't get the concussions, if you don't get the brain damage.
I smoke enough pot to be right there with them.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I want my apologies. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, David Taylor. They can find you on Twitter, never.
I am at this David Taylor occasionally. Feel free to come by and follow me and look at all of my brilliant tweets from 2007.
What was that first podcast we did?
About Software Millionaire? Or
yeah,
what?
Software Millionaire. Do you remember what number it was?
For numbers? 73, maybe?
It was a good one. It was about Software Millionaire.
The second one we did was not as good. And the third one we're going to do is about me being an asshole.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Maybe another we'll do time. The third one about our pitch process.
Maybe we'll do a third one about this. Damn it, silent.
Wow.
The one
choked.
Time you didn't want...
You really Romo'd that fart.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right, well... What were they just saying?
You were saying that maybe we'll do a third one about our
oh, yeah.
Pitch
no, but I was going to say, go listen to number 73. It was a good one. And we talked about prison rape. In a Software Millionaire episode, we talked a lot about prison rape.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you were in software, you would understand how relevant those two topics were.
I think I read the poem either later that episode or the wrap-up or the
seventh
next
rapist?
Week after. Yeah,
seventh rapist. It's such a brilliant poem, yeah.
All right, we got to start. 24 minutes. Now your fans have tuned out. Your friends have tuned out now. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shapiro, Skeptic Tank, episode 199. Noma with Robert Kelly starts now. Oh, and a couple dates. San Francisco. See how I do it.
Who's opening for you, Ari?
Louis Katz.
Fantastic.
And a local that I don't know yet, but she said she'd get me somebody really good. So that's January 7th through the 10th in San Francisco at the Punchline. I'm excited to do that for the first time.
You never done that before?
I did it once as a guest spot with Rogan and Heffron.
I think I was there on a Sunday once.
It's a cool club. I like that better than Cobb's.
Yeah, you know, they're all the
better
same.
Better place to smoke pot, too, because it's all upstairs. They're all away from everything.
Yeah. It's like a little city plaza. Yeah.
Yeah. And then January 17th in L.A., I got my next live storyteller show. It's part of Riot Fest. All these dates are on arishafir.com. And the Denver Comedy Works Super Bowl weekend with...
Steve Simone.
With Steve Simone from Good Times.
And that Sunday, Super Bowl party at Benji's place. Everybody, text Ari for the address or tweet at him. And you know what? We'll let one lucky fan... No, I don't want to do this.
No. Okay. All right. There we go. Ari Shafir's coming in. $199. Noma with Bobby Kelly starts now. Hey, well, over here.
That's
what,
it?
What about the rest of the stuff? That all wasn't recording?
No.
Oh, that all would have been fine.
It would have been, but you didn't. It's your show. I'm producing your show for you.
You're producing today, yes.
I'm producing, so
guest producer.
You have to tell me what you want.
See, this is already what I'm talking about. As a producer, you got to be there for me, man.
Well, I've been there for you.
We were testing, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, dude, we need to explain this. I've been sober for 30 years, and you've been fucking stoned for 30 years.
Okay? Straight.
So straight. Yeah. So right now, because I know you, dude.
Yeah.
And I know when you're just regular fucking, you know, Ari. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know when you're buzzing drunk.
Yeah, I'm fun, Ari, today.
Right now, you, it's almost weird because you're, literally, you didn't walk in bitching. You didn't have a cunty. These fucking people. You've been so happy. I think you're on like E or something.
Okay, it's a mixture of stuff. I am high, and it's the first time I got high all day.
Okay,
so there's that. But beyond that,
spent
the day with my family, my two sisters and their families.
Really,
so saw a bunch of kids.
Okay,
fun, but also like you know enough.
Okay, you get to get away. Unlike
but
me.
Then boom, the coup de grace, and this is probably what I'm feeling. Found out today, don't have herpes.
Wow.
I was for real thought I had it.
How did you think you got them?
From a girl that I had sex with without a condom.
I know.
Over and over again.
Really?
In and out of her vagina, and the friction would cut into
she had herpes.
Well, no, she didn't. I told her. I'm like, but you know, you got to narrow it down.
So she didn't have herpes?
I was like, I have herpes.
You do?
Yeah.
How did you think you got herpes? Where did you think you got herpes from?
there was a little scab
on your dick,
and I looked at herpes pictures, and I was like, this is like one out of like 12 of these pictures.
Right, you can't do that.
But I mean, what?
You could have been a spider bite too. If you Googled spider bite, it would have probably come up the same thing as what was on your dick. And then you'd be looking for a spider in your house.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't really Google fucking lesions.
No, dude, I was positive I had it. Even before I Googled it, I was like, oh, this is all right. And it was just one.
Really?
It was from non-lubricated anal sex.
You fucked a chick in the ass with no lube? And you get a big mule.
Yeah, it's not a normal thing. But I think that's what it was from.
Right. Yeah, you got a big piece, too.
Thank you.
I can't. You know why?
How do you know?
I'll tell you. Because you showed me. Because in Denmark.
Yeah.
You opened the door fully nude one day.
Yeah.
And you have big fucking hebe dick. Just, you had literally fucking just concentration camp nuts. They were just your big, huge helmet.
The nuts are the really big ones.
You just had massive fucking Jewish nuts.
The nuts are the really...
And you had this fucking equally long hog that was embedded in my brain. I couldn't get it out of my head. It was like subliminal fucking dick. Because it was the last thing I expected.
Was that just the door to the hallway, right?
No, I went up to your room to get you. We were going out, and you just opened the door, and you were fucking completely naked.
There's very little that's made me laugh harder than casual male nudity.
It is funny. I don't
flaccid
know why.
Flaccid dicks.
Why is it funny?
It's just the least. There's no intimidation at all. It's only like, man, please. I don't know why. It's so funny, though.
I don't know why. I remember my friend used to fucking literally fall on the ground, whip his legs over his head, pull his sweatpants out, open his asshole and fart in public. And I don't understand. It was the grossest thing ever. But it made me laugh. It would make
me
laugh.
You can see probably the butt moving.
You can see his butt open. His little fucking... Like his little reef creature, you know,
like a mollusk or something. Like what are the long tube fish?
Yeah, but at the end,
they're connected.
It comes out, but you're scared. It goes back in, right? Yeah, dude, it was fucking gross. Yeah, dude, we.
That was a fun trip overall, though.
Denmark was amazing. It was fucking. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was fucking. It was amazing. It was almost like fantasy, like it didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah, kind of, right?
Yeah, it was a weird vibe, a really great fantasy vibe. And you left a day early.
I left a day early to go meet my brother.
Dude, I was walking around by myself at night and doing shit by myself during the day. It was pretty...
How was it?
It was awesome, dude. Yeah. It was. I fucking loved it.
I mean, I love it. Going to other countries and just be like, I don't know, I'll just walk around and try to find some stuff.
It's fucking weird. It's
pretty fun though, right?
Yeah, it was really fun. And I love sitting out at a cafe. And I know I'm probably such a fucking shadrool. I'm sitting at some shitty cafe that nobody goes, but I'm sitting out there with a beret and a scarf, having the worst espresso and some shitty bun that I shouldn't even be eating. You know what I mean? But I think it's the coolest place in the world.
Yeah, like I'm doing it like a local. Yeah, like, fucking D-bag.
Yeah, you douchebag. Why are you eating there? Yeah. I went to the movies. I walked everywhere.
Was it in English or was it?
It was in English. I saw The Equalizer.
Which one was that?
Denzel's movie.
Was that the same one he always plays? Like,
yeah,
don't,
same guy.
Don't hurt that kid.
Yeah, don't hurt the kid. You don't, you know, just a regular old black
guy. I'm a regular guy. You don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got secrets.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, everything slows down. 19 seconds. Kills like 9 guys in one room and then hits his watch and it says 19 seconds. Like, cocksucker, you work at Home Depot. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fucking amazing place.
Wait, before we get to going too much, I'd just like to say.
That didn't even make sense what you just said.
Before we got going too much.
No, before we get to going too much.
Before I get to going too much.
I was downstairs and Keith Robinson was on stage tonight and he's hosting. Yeah. And I love when the crowd is right sometimes. You know what I mean? When a guy's actually funny and quick-witted.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
He's talking to this couple. He's like, yo, when'd you guys move? And he went, no, he goes, where'd you go? Did you guys, he goes, did you guys move? And he went, where? Because Keith's about to say in. Did you guys move in together? He's about to say, he was like, did you guys move? He just said move. And the guy went, where? And Keith was like, motherfucker, and he starts yelling at him. I was like, no, he's absolutely right.
You, like, forgot words. Yeah. They're important, man.
Yeah, you left words out of the sentence, you fucking idiot. And just because this guy's quick-witted and smart and went, where? I was fucking dying. All right, I digress. Go ahead. I'm sorry. It's your show. I'm producing.
Your special is out this Friday. Whatever this comes out, it'll be the Monday this your special.
January 9th, Comedy Central.
Oh, wait, January 9th.
Yeah. What the fuck, man? That's okay. In 2 weeks.
That's in 2 weeks.
Well, it's not this Wednesday.
What Wednesday? It's on a Wednesday it comes out?
Hang on, man. Not this Friday. The next Friday.
Not this coming Friday. Not 6 days from now.
Yeah. What are you doing, man?
I had a specially planned 200th podcast.
So why can't you make it, the 200th podcast?
It'll be the time that this should be coming out.
So what? What date is the 200th podcast?
You know what? I'll know what I'll do. I know what I'll do.
Edit this part out?
No, this will all stay in. I don't edit much, man.
I don't edit either. I know these people that do podcasts that edit it together and make this perfect little thing.
Why?
I edited one time. I edited because somebody was getting fired.
What do you mean? On your podcast?
Somebody said something on my show that they shouldn't have said. They were on a TV show and they kind of outed somebody for some bullshit that they do.
Yeah.
And apparently somebody from that network listens to this show. No, this is what happened.
And they said, get that the fuck off?
These fucking fans of this podcast went and fucking trashed the other guy on Twitter. And then that guy went to this guy and producers and somebody got fired. It was a fucking nightmare.
Oh, so yeah. You had to go take it out.
Only time I've ever taken it out.
They already got fired.
They were about to and they might have not have.
Oh.
So I could have, you know what I mean?
Put it back in. Go find the old way. Put it back in. Got fired anyway. What's the difference? Got those 7 seconds. Don't be Nixon.
Now, this is the Ari I know. This is the fucking non-happy cunt that I know. Go get him fired. Teach him a lesson.
I'm just saying, if you had to censor it and it didn't help, then fucking uncensor.
There he is.
Free Americans, bro. Free Americans.
So is this coming out on the 9th or what?
No, this will be coming out the Monday before the 9th.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So
my next podcast this week, I'll just not won't end that a number. So this will be 199. And then we'll do number 200 the week after.
All right, there you go.
Boom. Boom time.
We the 9th of my special airs.
My special's airing a week after yours.
On Comedy Central.
Yes.
That's great, dude.
In the
Is it the one you did?
Slot.
Is it the one you did already or is it a brand new one?
Brand new one.
That's a fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, the Comedy Store.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Small club.
Yeah.
Dude, can I?
Small club.
You know what's so funny is 3 years ago when I said I wanted to do small clubs, I'm not a theater guy.
Yeah.
Every special hour special is in a theater, and I'm not that guy. I'm not selling
out
theaters.
You're not that guy.
I'm a club guy.
Are they faking it?
I'm on the road working clubs. Let's just do it. And everybody was like, "No, you need it." And now it's like everybody's and that's all they're buying is club specials.
Yeah, they're great.
It's fucking crazy.
They're better.
I think
they finally see it.
I think they're way better.
Yeah, they see it. They're like, oh, this is the real experience.
They're trying
to make it seem more grand than it is. It's like telling you to put a fucking toupee on. Look, the same me, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely that. And it is a better experience because you're seeing the person laugh as the joke's being told.
Yeah.
In a lot of instances. And you're also you can hear
your individual laughs.
When I knew I was right is when I saw Patrice's special on Comedy Central, and then I got his album.
His album was like more interesting.
Well, because you could hear some lady getting the joke way more.
Right.
Because it was a club.
Right, right, right.
You could hear some dude laughing extra at one thing that he said. You don't in a theater it's a rolling
Yeah, it's just one noise.
It's one noise.
Yeah, lame.
And you can never. And another thing too is, look, man. I'm not saying that crowd work is comedy, but
it's part of it.
If you want to say
part of it,
it is. If you want to say, if you walk out in an intimate setting, of 200 something people, and they're right there, and you see a guy's face, and it makes you laugh, and you're like, you want to go, what the fuck is your? That's comedy. That's where we get our funny from. We see shit and we analyze it and then we regurgitate it back to you in a funny way with our stink on it.
Yeah,
so
stink.
You know what I mean? So it's like that's like one of the first things I do is fucking trash some dude's face, which you never see in an hour.
No,
hours are fucking. You know what hours became?
What?
Perfect longer monologue sets, longer Tonight Show sets.
Yeah.
That's what they became to me. It was this long,
impersonal, super impersonal.
Super impersonal, long monologue Tonight Show set. Just an hour long fucking perfect set. I don't think comedy's perfect.
Right. Someone's like, oh, you messed up the word up. Okay, it's fine. They messed up the word up. It's okay.
Who cares?
Yeah, it wasn't like it ruined the punchline.
Don't give a shit. Who cares?
That said, I went to the store. Fine, leave that in.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. My shirt
No one cares.
My shirt was tucked in for the first show for the first 10 minutes. On the second show, it wasn't. So I was like, I don't care. I don't care if my shirt's tucked in. If somebody thinks my special sucks because of the continuities, fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Right.
It's just fuck you. You know? But the only thing that sucked, man, is that I should have done it 2 years ago when I was supposed to do it. And I didn't, which sucked. That's what's because I did an hour and 50 every night.
Oh, really?
I did an hour and 50 each show.
From last year's and this year?
I had like 2 hours that were fucking like melded together.
So what are you going to do? Sell an hour 50?
The night my special airs on Comedy Central,
yeah.
You can go to my website and pre-order my special for $4.99. The whole unedited version.
Oh, right.
So there's so much extra content that you get.
Right.
So that's what I'm giving them. For $5, I'm going to give them the fucking unedited.
Hey.
What?
Trying to get them to put a button in so it's like pay more. All the more goes to the artist.
What does that mean?
So like you click on the button and like here, it's minimum $5. $2.50 for Comedy Central and $2.50 for you. And if you want to pay more than that, all that goes to Bobby Kelly.
And really?
Bobby Kelly Foundation.
So like almost like a tip.
Yeah. But it's like, but they should know, like, this isn't getting split up anywhere else. It's going
but here's the thing,
the
they should also have a button for less.
Take away. I'm highly disappointed. 1-star review. Yeah. I'd like a dollar back, please.
I would like 50 cents back.
But not from Comedy Central. They may keep theirs. I would like it back from Bobby Kelly. Because it's not their fault what he said.
Yeah, it's not their fault for taking a chance on this fat, hot mess. Ah, man. No, that's a great idea. Who came up with that?
Dara Frank.
Who's Dara Frank?
She works at Comedy Central.
Wow, she's great.
Yeah, but they need the fucking comics to ask for it.
Really?
Yeah, so go ask for it.
All right. Are you setting me up to do some weird shit?
No, I'm probably doing it for mine.
All right, great. Yeah, I love it.
More the merrier.
Here's the thing, too, is, you know, I made mine on my own, finally.
Yeah.
So
where'd you do it? Right here?
Village Underground.
Village Underground, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, I was supposed to be, I wanted to be the first comic to ever do like a TV show there. But Attell kind of beat me to that.
Did he put you on it?
I was on that, too.
Okay.
But I am definitely the first comic to shoot a special there. An hour.
Boom.
So I love it. Now I'm done. Fuck you. Whoever.
I heard Bob Dylan shot a special there in 1970-something.
Who?
Bob Dylan.
At the Village Underground?
Yeah.
Get the fuck. Really?
No.
That's not a comedy special.
No,
a
comedy special. I don't know, man. Nothing. He didn't shoot anything. I'm just trying to make it seem more interesting.
Let's spread that.
Yeah, Bob Dylan.
Me and Bob Dylan, the only people who shoot specials.
The last person to shoot a special is
Bob Dylan. Yeah, his special didn't come out, though, because it was the one that was in the fire. Remember that one? There's only like one clip of it on YouTube, and it catches on fire.
A fire broke out?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. It was like 40 people died.
is that a real thing?
It was like pyrotechnics went off and hit the ceiling.
On a Bob Dylan concert.
I think that was
he's playing his lute too hard.
That was Great White. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was Great White. not Bob
That was
Dylan.
Rhode Island. yeah, dude, it was you. Did they pay for the one that you just did?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
not
so they,
the other one. The other one was me.
The other one. This is my first one, and Jim Serpico and me.
Yeah,
mostly him. Put up that fucking. I know, isn't the best name?
It's greatest.
Such a fucking great name. And the company he works for is great, too. It's just Apostle.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm Jim Serpico from Apostle. I mean, you can't get...
He seems like he would have a duster.
What's like a duster?
A long jacket. One of those long jackets, you know?
Well, he's not that tall.
All right. Well, it'd drag a little.
I'd be dirty all the time at the bar. Yeah,
he'd look like a child. I got a jacket.
So, yeah, dude, it's... Because I got it from you, though. You were like...
Do it.
Yeah, you were like, fucking do it.
Yeah.
You did it. And I was, and I at the 11th hour, I was like, please, can we just do this our own? And he was like, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
Took his college, kids' college money.
Do better that way anyway. There's no other rules. There's nobody saying, nothing. Be careful of.
No. Nothing.
Yeah.
And was it Bobcat fucking directed it?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah.
He directed Winnie City Heat.
He did.
One of
he
the
did
movies of all time.
He did Morgan Murphy's too.
I didn't see Morgan's.
It was good. It was small. Small room.
Okay.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. What's it called?
It's called Robert Kelly Live at the Village Underground.
Boom. That's descriptive. It tells you where it is. It also tells you who's doing it. That's a double thing. So it's this Friday night at midnight at 11:59 at Comedy Central. And it's available at robertkellylive.com.
Yeah, the night of. Yeah.
Not before. Not the Monday before.
What?
I think it's the Monday before they start putting it online.
No, it's we own it. They have nothing to do with
right.
it.
You own it.
I'm not like you. I own mine outright.
All right. So you're like, all right. So yeah. I'll wait till it goes. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm going to put that extra button in.
Right. Because it's all you.
It's all me.
Right.
So, but if you want to give us more money.
Yeah, sure. Put the button in anyway.
Yeah. I'm going to put a button in.
Five plus.
Five plus.
Yeah.
Fucking button. Is it an actual button?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Good. Make it a button. More.
Yeah. And then you should also leave it. If it's just you, you should leave it away for them to be like, here are the things I don't like about you. Yes, you got my $5, like a, but in the meantime.
Like an old guest book. Remember guest books?
Yeah. Sign into the guy's bar mitzvah. For hotels.
No, the internet guest book.
Oh, yeah.
The internet guest book was the original social media.
Oh, yeah.
That was the original social media.
It was like comments.
Comments.
But it was just a guest book. I visited this page.
Yeah, well, you would have a guest book as a comic on your page. For your fans to say, hey, I saw you at the blah, blah, blah. Hope to see you again soon.
Yeah.
Right? Remember that?
And mine never got going.
Mine was going. Mine got going.
Really?
Big time.
Reap had like 5 people, right? And that was about it.
I had like 100.
No way.
Fuck yeah. You never told you the story about my guest book?
No.
I invented Twitter. I swear, I invented Facebook. I invented it. I'm not kidding you.
How?
Sure, I waited for you to say that.
Yeah. Well, what? Oh, maybe I'll tell the story and just bring out your harmonica, ready to go.
I love how angry your how was. How? You were like a fucking one of the last Indians. Just fucking pissed off. How?
Fine, I'm in your cage. How? You happy now?
What happened, I had all these fans on it, and they were commenting.
Yeah.
And then comics, Jim Norton, Keith Robinson, Billy Burr, Dane Cook,
yeah.
They all got on under assumed names. You could pick a name.
Yeah.
So they all picked these fucking, nobody knew who anybody was.
Yeah.
And they started trashing me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were like Bob Kelly's.
On your guest book?
Yeah, like Norton wrote Bob Kelly's, like people would write this beautiful thing about me. Like, you're the funniest guy I've ever seen. And then Norton, his name was Mr. AIDS.
Mr. AIDS.
And, yeah. And he would write Bob Kelly's about as funny as a child rape with half the laughs. All right. And then the fans would come back and attack him.
Like, so hey, come on, he's funny. And also don't say that.
So then Keith went on and would attack Norton, Mr. AIDS. And then he attacked KWR Superstar, right? And then
who's KWR Superstar?
That's Keith Robinson.
Okay, yeah.
And then Billy was on. His name was Chris, just Chris. So he would attack Norton. And then Dane went on as the owner. And he attacked Billy. Billy attacked Dane. And I had hundreds of people coming every day. It turned into this. I remember Norton got attacked one day, I think by Billy. And then it took 3 days, and we were like, oh, shit, maybe Norton got beat. Maybe he's done. He came back with this fucking, like, whole page of fucking annihilation. Like, just, it took his time. Everything was perfect. The gram, everything, and it was such a brilliant piece of writing, just fucking ripped. But he didn't know Chris was. He just ripped.
Oh, really?
No, I'm the only person who knew everybody
Did
was.
Did Bill know who Mr. AIDS was?
Nope.
Wow.
Nobody knew who anybody was.
Can you find it?
This is what happened. I started getting messages from children's organizations that they were going to sue me and bring me to court. And this is when the internet was fucking, there was no, right at the beginning. I mean, we're talking 14K modem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So deleted it like that podcast.
Well, they came at me.
That's
and
7 seconds.
They were sending like a letterhead with a child's face and the children. We're going to sue you. And I took it down. I took it down because I didn't know. I didn't want to get sued. I didn't want to get
fair.
I didn't want to go to court. It was the internet. Nobody knew what the fucking what was right or what was legal or what was it.
Yeah.
If I was hurting kids and kids, I didn't. I put a nanny guard on it. Remember nanny guards they had to put on porn sites when they first came out?
So you wouldn't have.
Well, it had a nanny guard, so it would say, "This is a disgusting site. You don't want your kid here." And it was this company, nanny, whatever the fuck it was. And I had two of them on it, like two pages.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucked. I finally was like, fuck this. They kept
saying. Oh, really? On your site? So if somebody went to your site, they had to be.
If they went to this message board, they'd have to click yes, like a porn site.
Yeah.
Okay? But they kept sending them, and I was like, fuck it. I'm done. And it ruined the momentum of it.
Yeah.
So I just took it down. I was like, fuck this. Get it away. And then 2 years later, I found out it was Dane doing it all.
The granny porn? The nanny?
He was the child organization.
Wow.
He wanted it down.
Wow.
He said it was consuming his brain. It was like ruling his. He would sit home and just try to write shit to attack back. And he was like, I needed it gone.
So he tried to like destroy it?
Yeah, he did. He didn't try to. It fucking was gone. But this is the weird part. He told me like a year later. Like, he was like, oh, that was me. I was like, what? And he went, dude, he had letterhead with children's face on it.
What?
He had a phone number that I was calling. The letters were magnificently written, and they scared they were legal terms. They scared the shit out of me, dude.
Whoa.
Fucking crazy, right?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
How long did it go on for?
The message board went on for like a good 6 months.
Message board.
We had hundreds of people showing up just to read
the back and forths.
It turned into this fucking.
How did you know who they all were? You saw there.
Because I know who the fuck people. Yeah, I know who the people were. It's crazy.
That's great.
Fucking crazy. Yeah. So I started. That's Facebook.
That's Facebook.
So, that's social media.
You're saying you started it in Twitter.
What is Twitter?
Oh, that's
is it a bunch of famous people fucking saying shit and all these other people watching, right?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Just give it to me. Dude, it's me and you.
All right.
You're stoned.
You can have it. You can have it. I'm in the presence of the man, Facebook. I don't have herpes.
You're the only guy that makes me want to smoke weed. Your nice. Type of high is the That's only nice. One that makes me want to go, I want to do this.
It's like giggle weed, bro.
I just want to be like him right now. I just want a constant fucking balled up cheeks.
Yeah.
Just smiling.
Just rosy.
Yeah, you get these fucking rosy smiling cheeks.
Those crowds were so good at the stand, too.
Yeah, I got to start playing there.
You don't fucking want to play there.
I'm at the Cellar, and the Cellar crowds are fucking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I love the guys at the stand, and
Let's go back and forth.
It's just a pain, dude. I gotta get over there. I gotta get a fucking thing.
You drive in here, don't you?
I do, but I'm not gonna drive. I've done that. I've done it.
Get in your car, you drive
over
there.
It's a pain, dude.
You're there in eight minutes, you park another three.
I park my car in the garage, and then I do five shows.
Oh,
in
right.
front of sold oh, yeah. out at the best comedy club in
All
the
right,
world.
Relax.
I mean, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, what do I do?
You go the back and forth. You do the back and forth to Village
yeah.
Underground. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you could do five in a night, not walking more than 30 steps.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good.
In front of insane crowds.
Yeah.
With like the best comics on the fucking planet. You know what I mean? It's hard to fucking say, hey, let me give that up.
Yeah.
You know, but I do. I want to start going to the stand. I got to start writing new jokes. I think I have a new 10. I have a new 10.
It's hard.
Dude, it's the worst.
It's hard.
It's the worst. It's the worst. And you know, I don't even know what I can salvage from the old one that like...
What, that you didn't use?
Because I melded... Yikes. I melded 3 years together.
Yeah.
You know, before the baby.
Right. Those should have all been separate things.
It should have been all separate
things. I heard this is the problem with Patrice's, one of his things, where it was like, maybe the one before he died, where it was like, he was like pretty much done with that kind of material, and he moved on it, but they were like, we had to record something. So like, oh, fine, I'll do that stuff for that. And
yeah.
He just never got a chance to do the one he wanted to do.
I don't, probably. I mean, he had so much great shit,
yeah.
But it's a, you know, people, you don't understand that, you know, the famous people putting out CDs kind of, you got into this rhythm where it's like, okay, here's one, and now I'm going to go write another one, and then there's that one, and I'm going to go write another one.
Yeah.
Your first one that you do, your first hour, is kind of like a lot of shit.
Yeah, if your life changes too, you had a kid.
Yeah, it's like a weird. It's a weird thing.
You've been a father.
You should do an hour every year or two.
Every big stuff that happens to you.
Yeah, you should do an hour. Absolutely. Yeah,
just be like, here's where I am in my life.
But
as a comic.
But you couldn't do that. I mean, you really can't just do an hour. But now you can.
It's almost getting to the point where it's like just not even won't have to be like a financial hardship.
Yeah.
Where just be like, yeah, I gotta buckle down for 2 months and earn some money, and then I'll just pay for it.
Well, but that's the key to it. Like you have to have the money to do it. So you have to get to a certain point where you can do that.
It's like filming is getting cheaper and cheaper.
What do you mean?
It's like it's getting cheaper all the time to film stuff.
Oh yeah, shows are being shot for fucking $200,000.
I shot mine for $72.
What?
My special. $72, and a lot of that was craft food services.
No, you didn't.
Let's talk about Berlin. 72. For everyone.
No, first of all, we didn't go to Berlin. You fucking crack addict.
Copenhagen. Berlin. How easy it was. How easy was it even just to get into their country? From the start of that thing.
Yeah, it was fucking weird. Like I almost felt fucked up. Like you shouldn't let me and him. Definitely not you. You should not be allowed to roll into a country.
Yeah. Not even checking my bags.
Yeah, you should. You they should. Yeah, dude, you just rolled in. Nobody said shit to you. Like me and you together should definitely be
checked. Hold on. What are they here for?
They just let us go. Fuck it. Come in.
Welcome to Denmark.
Yeah, that's it. And then we're eating sausages.
Yeah, immediately at the airport.
How great was that?
That was really good.
How great was that sausage?
It was really good.
Oh my god!
Airport sausage.
It was so fucking good.
Are they
good.
Known for their sausages?
I don't know. I think they're known for their cured meats. I think sausage. I think pig. I don't know.
They have that shit up there. They have like reindeer up there.
Oh, dude, they had fucking everything. What a great food city. Remember that goulash we ate?
Oh yeah.
That bowl and it was never ending.
Oh my god. Oh, they kept bringing over more. Yeah, what kind of goulash was that? That was delicious. All of us went to it. It's pretty cool being with all those comics too from different countries.
Well, that I was a little nervous about that. Well, you know, when we showed up for this gig, first of all, it was supposed to be 10 shows, right? Or eight. We were supposed to have 2 shows a night. We had one.
Yeah.
Because the guy kind of overshot himself.
Yeah.
And
I love that. It's positive energy. It's like, it's going to be so packed. Everyone in Denmark's going to come to it. And like, all right, man, it's not.
Yeah, let's settle down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got Ari Hu and Bob what? But, yeah. I mean. Yeah. He did put together a great show.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're pretty fun, those shows, too.
They were fucking great. Great theater. It was great. The comics were really good.
I like going up in movie theaters.
Who was that? The guy from South Africa?
Yeah, I don't remember anybody's names.
Darren.
Darren, yeah.
Darren.
Yeah. The older one.
The older guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had some good stories about South Africa.
Yeah. Yeah, he was fucking. It was. I don't know if they're good, but it was fucking creepy.
Good takes on it.
Yeah,
he's like they're electing Zulu warriors as their president now.
He's
well, like, and Mandela was great, and then he died, and then who did they worship before? Fucking, let's vote those people in.
Yeah, that shit got a little taxing for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm an American dude.
So like, oh, we don't care about you at all.
Yeah, like I worry about like the fucking. You know, is the mall open late for Christmas, dude? Yeah. You know what I mean? When can I get my iPhone? I don't fucking worry about Zulu. Fuck off. That a little taxing. Every night it was like, you know, whatever that accent is, it's a cross between.
it's like
I don't know what the fuck that is. It's English like and Australian.
English.
Yeah, it's like, and then I don't, you know, and it's like, you know, and the warlords and at night and the, you know, they, oh fuck you.
So get out of there.
Yeah, leave. Get the fuck out of there. Go to
nobody I know thinks that's the place to be.
You go to regular Africa. I don't know what the fuck, man.
Yeah.
It was a little taxing because I hate when you have to think about the world, how shitty it is outside of you.
Fucking
you
shut know, in.
Yeah, when people
you Homer.
When people make, you know what I mean? I worry about my world, not the world.
Yeah.
But Denmark was the shit. God. And the guy, Thomas, right?
Thomas put it together was cool, just a comedy fan.
Great guy. He's the guy, you know, he's invented, well, his company that he worked for, that he was the CEO of, the fingerprint thing for iPhones.
No way.
Yes, sir.
That's how it starts. That's how they're going to get us.
How?
The fingerprints.
What are you talking
Once
about?
Once they have us in the system, then they'll start like reproducing on their own.
Oh, who gives a fuck?
That's how it's going to start. Oh, you're going to say that when you're in a work camp.
Dude, I'm not going to be in a work camp,
no,
first of all.
No, you'll never make it past the apocalypse.
Yeah, dude, first of all, I'll make it past the apocalypse. I know how to fucking field dress a deer, and I know how to catch small animals.
Do you really?
Absolutely. I spent like
What's your agility like?
What do you mean agility?
Like leaping left.
Dude, you don't have to leap left and right. You fucking set a trap and then it catches it and then you cut it up.
Right.
And then you fucking cook it and you eat. Now, I know how to build a fucking I know how to build a shelter. I have a hunting knife.
That's good. That'll come in handy.
Yeah.
Building a shelter will totally come in handy.
Yeah, dude. You're going to need me.
All right.
I'm not going to be the best guy out there.
No, if you can build a shelter, though, that'll be cool.
Dude, I can build a shelter.
Skin a deer?
I know how to do a shelter. I know how to field dress an animal.
What does that mean, field dress?
That means you're out in the field and you're taking the skin off of it. You're taking the guts out. There's a certain way you have to do it. You don't want to. You can't cut the inner organs open because you'll spoil the meat. Oh. You have to do it. In a timely fashion. You can let the meat hang overnight to kind of cure. You don't want to, like, if me and you were stuck somewhere, right, and it was going to be for a while,
yeah,
we'd probably want to fucking eat small animals, not a big deer,
right?
Why? Because it's going to go bad.
It's going to go bad. Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck are we going to kill a huge animal for?
Well, let's eat like kings,
huh? Well,
what are you talking about? Don't take deer off the table. You're trading deer in for squirrel, dude, day one?
Dude, we'll have deer for like a special occasion, like a birthday or like a rescue. Like if we know we're going
to
get rescued.
If we add people to the group or something.
If we add people to the group, of course we add a deer. If there's like three more people.
Okay. But just the two of us.
Two of us, we're doing rabbits, squirrels, birds.
How do you catch that, though?
Dude, you just build a little trap. What?
Now you're in a zone that you don't know how to
do. I fucking know how to build a trap, absolutely.
For a squirrel?
For a squirrel, yeah, absolutely. A squirrel trap, it's fucking easy.
Bobby Kelly, how do you know that?
Dude, because I, YouTube, man.
No.
I'm telling you.
I don't believe you. If you had said something about Cub Scouts.
I'll tell you what happened.
Like YouTube, I don't believe that.
I went on this fucking, I got really scared 1 week, okay, yeah. When I was moving up to Westchester out of the city.
No way YouTube learned how to fucking catch squirrels. Dude, no fucking way. Absolutely. Maybe you've seen the video, you didn't ever do it.
Dude, I swear to God, I know how to build an oven.
You know what it looks like when someone else builds an oven.
No, dude, you can learn. Dude, these fucking lunatics are on YouTube, and all they do is teach you how to survive.
Really?
Absolutely. Huh. Go on YouTube and fucking field dressing small animals, catching small animals, catching a deer, how to skin a deer, how to build an oven. You can actually take a log, split it four ways down the middle. You build a fire inside of the log, okay? Listen to me. And then that heat just stays inside, and you can cook water on top of that almost like a stove.
A log?
Yeah, you get a log, okay?
Empty it
and then,
out.
No, you slice it, okay, three ways.
Yeah.
Okay? Then you put kindling inside of it. You push it back together, and it only heats up in the middle, so the heat comes up. Now, you can put a cup of water on there. Now, if you had a plastic bag full of water and you hung it over a fire, you know it won't burn, right?
You what?
If you,
I'm still thinking about this fucking stove.
You're talking to you about this apocalypse shit while you're stoned is one of the funnest things I've ever done in my life. I literally just want to keep bringing shit up.
How are we gonna get weed in the apocalypse?
Dude,
I'll be in charge of that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you're gonna have to go sober for a little while,
dude. You're definitely smoking. No. I'm going the other way. You're joining.
If it's the apocalypse, I'll definitely join.
I'm
fucking, not only am I joining
at night after we've gotten all our chores done.
Not only am I joining, dude, yeah. I'm becoming a fucking pothead.
You're going for it.
Oh, they're going to call us Cheech and Chong of the woods. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I'm going for it. I'm gonna build bongs. I'm going to get you a nice long pipe.
Yeah.
A fucking nice Hatfield and McCoy pipe to smoke your weed out of.
That's nice,
dude. Yeah, when I used to smoke weed, dude, I was a big bong builder. I used to take vases and all kinds of shit and build bongs out of them. That was one of my favorite things to do, is build pot paraphernalia.
Really?
Yeah. When I got caught, my mother actually took all my pot paraphernalia, the bongs I made.
Oh no! What are you gonna do with it?
She took it to a judge's desk and put it on his desk and was, I think my son has a problem.
Oh, what?
It's like 12 bongs that I built from hand. Like, I would sit there with a screwdriver and a knife and just twist into a vase for weeks until I made a hole, a round hole. Like, I'm literally, what I'm basically doing is breaking the atoms down. Okay, that's what I'm doing. Until I got a hole, and then I would stick a hose in that, and I would put a screen on the top, and it would be this beautiful little fucking bong.
Wow.
I would make that. I remember I got this awesome pool stick.
And she just
fucking told everybody.
I mean, dude.
Ratted me out.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to.
Dude, I was 13.
I know, but a rat's a rat.
Yeah, you know.
You know, on some level, yeah, you're 13, yeah, but another
right.
level.
You're right. You know, you're right. She's a fucking rat. She deserves to die.
So let's talk more about this fucking whatever place we're in, Denmark.
You didn't even know.
Mostly it's Noma that I want to talk about, but the whole fucking trip was great.
Well, we got to step back because here's you're a different you're more of a travel. I envy the way you travel.
I don't have any.
You have nothing that holds you down.
Yeah.
You're just a fucking single dude, and your money goes into your account. You live pretty fucking low maintenance.
Yeah.
You don't need too much. I mean, pretty much some earth tone corduroys and an earth tone shirt, and you know you don't need a hat. You don't need a really haircut or a razor.
I already got a hat.
Yeah, it's your hair.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, I got a kid and a wife and blah 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 and blah blah blah. So you travel and you. I love to discover shit, but you really bring it to another level. You do crazy shit, which I love. Nice. I love that about you. And you brought up this Noma place, and you were like, dude, I put my names in. And I was like, that's great. But when you said we're probably not going to get in, I was like, I was kind of relieved.
Because you're like, why?
Because I knew it was going to be expensive.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, fuck, you know, I not that I didn't want to spend it, but I was like, you know, I'm already spending a lot of money over here, and I don't know how I'm going to pass off this type of money.
Right.
You know, and I was like, all right, well, I'll do it abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Because it's the best restaurant in the world. But if it doesn't happen, I'm all right with that, too. I'm all right with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
My mom got it in my head. She was like, oh, you got to make reservations. I'm like, okay. And I did 2 months in advance, and they were like, no, fuck, already sold out. Yeah. And they do it every 3 months, 3 month blocks.
Yeah. Explain to people what it is.
It's a restaurant, and it's a chef who trained with somebody, I forget now, and it's just the restaurant that's been named 3 out of the last 4 years, was named best restaurant in the world by, I don't know, Restaurant Digest.
You're really not selling this.
I forgot who fucking said it was the best restaurant in the world, what magazine, but it's some super prestigious award.
It's not a stupid prestigious award. It's a
super prestigious.
Oh, super.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's the best restaurant in the fucking world.
Yeah.
By people who go to the best restaurants in the world.
Yeah.
Not by me and you who go to fucking Ben's Pizza more often than not.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
The motherfuckers who eat at the best restaurants in the world.
I won't even walk the extra 80 seconds to go to Joe's for a better slice.
Way better.
Yeah.
But you'd rather.
I'm like, nah, it's Ben's is right here.
Yeah, right here. Let's go here. But Grandma's Slice at Ben's is amazing.
Grandma's Slice is not better.
If you fresh Grandma's Slice. Show me a better slice of pizza than a fresh Grandma's Slice.
The only thing I have against Ben's is I heard that during the flood that they were gouging people on when everyone else was staying open for free. It's like, just come on in. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
It's not very neighborly.
I don't. You know what?
$9 a slice, please.
Yeah.
You took too long next. $9.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'll still eat there, but I don't care.
Yeah, you're not taking my grandma's slice away.
It leaves a bad taste in my mouth. That can only be cured by a fresh grandma's slice. So Thomas took us by there.
Yeah.
Thomas walked us by, just said, let's just see it.
Yeah,
it's a real tourist thing. I mean, in the world, the number one restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, it's on television. It's a place to go. If you're in Denmark, you should go by Noma and just look at the place.
Just look at it.
Yeah, just go by and see. I mean,
it's not that impressive from the outside.
It's really not.
A beautiful part of town.
Great part of town. Kind of in the middle
of
nowhere.
Right there, yeah.
You know, in a neighborhood. And then it's when you walk in, the whole restaurant greets you.
The whole restaurant.
Yeah, they all walk out and they say hello and they welcome you almost in a creepy vampire culty way.
You talking about when we went the first day?
We went the first day.
Yeah.
And they all came out and we were like, whoa.
One by one.
And then the guy was very nice and he's like, eh. And Thomas was like, spoke some fucking Denmark, whatever. Yeah. What is it?
Danish.
Danish. And said, they're in town. They're comedians. He kind of fucking plugged us.
Yeah. He's like, well, they have a comedy festival. The first Denmark comedy festival.
And these are the guys.
And they're, like, oh,
and okay. They're American.
We're like, yeah, nice to meet you guys.
Right.
Probably offer them tickets like, if you want to come.
Right. And then the next day.
And he goes, well, anyway, he was he put his name on the wait list a couple months ago. But, you know, if anything should open up, they're here.
Right.
And the guy said a lot of people actually don't show up, just make the reservation, put on the wait list, and then just like, well, I'm not going to actually be there.
Right. And we were there.
And we were there.
We were fucking in Denmark at the time that somebody didn't fucking put
didn't show. And I'm in my hotel room.
And I'm out having pizza. Just about to fucking enjoy an awesome pizza.
I'm taking a nap, I think, for something. I was out late, and then I was like taking a,
and
the phone
and
rang.
I had a salad coming and cheese sticks.
Wow.
And I was very excited. And it was over in the red light district. I was with Thomas and his girlfriend. We're having
the red
this
light district.
We're having a really meaningful conversation too. Like this.
Really?
We're in this great conversation about people and friendships, and I was like, fucking, this is awesome, man. What a this guy's cool as shit. And then he got the phone call.
Yeah, I'm getting a phone call. I was like, unrestricted. Who? What is this? I was like, nah. I'm like, you know, well, I'll just answer it. They're like, hi, it's Noma. Can you, we can get you through lunch today. Can you be here in 45 minutes?
Yeah.
At 12:45. It was like 11:45. Like, by 12:45, can you be here? I'm yes. I'll be there. Called you. And that's when, right when I called you.
He said he's got the reservation with Noma. And I was like,
yeah, I couldn't get through to my cell phone. I had to call Thomas.
Because my phone's off.
Yeah.
Because I'm a nickel chaser.
I called you 10 times. I called your hotel room. I wasted $9 just trying to reach you.
I know. And I saved $9 by you not reaching me. I remember he looked at me. He goes, when he had the phone with you, I went, you know, I'm happy just having pizza, dude. I'm cool. He goes, you need to get into a cab.
Yeah.
And you need to get over there. That's what he said to me. I go, I don't have any. He goes, I'll pay for the cab. Pay me back later. Here's the money. I'm going to get you in the cab. He walked me out, put me in the cab, and he told the guy, this is where he's going. That's how, like, he was like, you fucking go do this.
Yeah.
And I got to Noma.
He said that they went to the, he went to cancel the pizza order after you left. And yeah. He was like, hey, we had to cancel because one guy couldn't be here. And they're like, why? Like, well, and he didn't know if he should tell him or not, but he's like, he got a reservation at Noma.
They're like, yeah, no problem.
He's like, oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, no problem. And then, yeah, I remember I walked in by myself. You weren't there yet. And the whole restaurant comes out and greets you. Wow. Like, when they came the first day, it was like the next day, everybody came out. And they did the same thing to you. I was sitting in the lounge that's only for guests of the restaurant.
Only for guests of the restaurant. It's a whole bar and lounge area that's only, to the right place.
Yeah, with my favorite type of furniture, Danish.
Two bathrooms.
Two bathrooms.
Giant ones, Danish furniture, your favorite type of furniture. Stupid ass. Yeah.
And yeah, dude, I remember when you walked in. I remember I was dressed weird too. I didn't have like great clothes on.
Oh, yeah.
And you walked in and we got our table. We got the last table, like almost to the
lunch.
Door.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's weird. Like, explain this. There's the waiters, and then there's no waiters. It's all cooks.
They're all chefs.
They're all chefs.
So the guy, Dan was the guy?
Yeah.
Who came out, and he's actually from New Jersey.
Right.
He was the head chef.
Head chef.
Which is not the owner and the operator, not the guy who like invented and started all the whole, but he's mm-hmm. like, he's in charge of
the. He's beneath him, yeah. Right under that guy.
Right under that guy.
Right. And he's been there for a couple years.
He's Picard.
Right.
No, he's Picard's number two.
Yeah.
The other guy.
He's number two.
Yeah.
He's Spock.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Fucking Picard. Why would you bring up? Because
he had a guy he called number two or number one.
Number one, dude.
Number one. Why so he's his number one?
It doesn't even make sense, man. You say he's his Spock. His Spock.
Yeah. Okay. You're right.
Yeah, dude.
You're
and it's right. It's the original Star Trek. Why would you bring up the fucking television series?
Dude, the more you talk about it, the more I realize how off it was to try to bring
wow.
up that.
And you couldn't even fucking get Picard out.
No.
You were trying to get Picard.
Yeah. I did it badly. It was a bad idea to go that way, and I did the bad idea badly. I mean,
yeah.
I agree with you.
I get it.
Poor performance.
So so we have, like, these people that greet you are actually chefs.
They're chefs. That's what we found out later, because they told us the first day, but the truth is only how many seats?
40. There's you
26
have
seats?
26 seats, 40 something chefs. Two chefs a table.
Just about two chefs a table.
Yeah. You wrote it down. You had your little journal.
Dude, I did an interview with him afterwards.
I know.
That I had to bury.
Why?
Because it was like, he doesn't want people like, he's like, you know how people are trying to take down the idea of the Noma. He's like, better just not to like.
You got an interview with the fucking, the head chef.
Yeah.
At Noma, and you had to bury it?
It was great. We went there later.
To Noma.
I went there after hours. No, we hung out, drank some of the beer.
Right? Did you have any food?
Some snacks.
Did he cook you anything?
No.
He just cooked out some snacks?
Looked around a little bit. He showed me the fucking setup.
Again?
More, just the kitchen a little bit more, and then he just talked about it. We just talked about his deal there and how he became a chef. And
you had to bury it.
Yeah. I still had the conversation, though.
Wow.
Still got the conversation.
Can I listen to it?
Yeah, maybe I'll listen to my computer.
Can I release it on my website?
No. You cannot do that. No, I think it's already deleted anyway. I was like, fuck.
Don't delete it.
He said he didn't want me to put it out.
Yeah, but dude, in 10 years, he'll be like, dude, you can put that out. And it's going to be this epic fucking podcast with maybe he could be one of the world's best chefs by then. He could have his own restaurant that's Michelin star and voted the best restaurant in the world. And you guys, hey, dude, what's up? Oh, yeah, put that out. I don't give a fuck about them now. And then you put it out, and they're like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And you're going to delete that? That's not fair to me. It's not fair to America.
Well, he did the thing.
It's not fair to fucking Israel.
Like, oh, no problem. It's not fair to Israel.
It's not fair to the Jews.
You're right about the Jews. Somehow it's unfair to the Jews.
All right, go ahead.
Well, anyway, yeah, it was great, though. But yeah, so we sat there. I don't know what to tell you about it. It was great. It was a great interview. It was a great conversation. It's a cool dude. So this really cool dude comes over, and he's like, hey, I heard you guys are comics.
Well, I said, I go, where are you from?
Oh, right.
Because everybody that's walking over.
How nervous were you going into this place? Was it like acting right?
Yeah, dude. I had a fucking dirty scarf on.
Yeah.
Remember my scarf had
You just bought it.
I just bought it, but it had sauce stains on it. And I remember my shirt had some fucking stain. I remember that.
Are you like, when you get like that in a nice restaurant, you're like, oh, what is wrong with me?
Not a nice the nice restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm rolling in with fucking sauce stains on my scarf and shirt.
26 tables, 46 chefs. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. That's
it.
Yeah.
The exact number.
Then this is what happens. You roll in, they give you the table, and then he walks over and explains to us. And that's when I was like, this guy's not from here.
Yeah.
This guy's East Coast. Because his attitude was fucking like, fuck you too. You know what I mean? And they come over and it was almost like music, the way they went in and out of the food.
It's an experience. People ask me, like, was it so delicious? I'm like, it's not even really about the deliciousness and stuff. It was more about the adventure and the experience.
It's hard.
It's a 2.5 hour lunch.
It's a 2.5 hour lunch, and the people are walking up, and they just spent not only that day, but it took the day before to prepare whatever you're about to eat took a long time to get.
Yeah.
And it's a very small portion, but it took a long time to prepare. The walnuts were peeled.
Yeah.
Okay.
They peel the walnuts with
tweezers.
He took us on a little tour. Was that before or after?
After.
I mean, with little tweezers. I didn't even know you could peel walnuts.
I never knew walnuts were white.
And we're like, I asked him, like, well, what's the reason? Is that a taste thing?
No, because they didn't want you to get the walnut stuff in your teeth.
Yeah.
That
sums it up great.
Someone made a choice. I don't like the walnut stuff in your teeth. I love walnuts, but let's just peel the walnuts.
Well, the amount of manpower it takes to not have a little walnut stuff in your teeth is not worth it, right?
To most restaurants, but to the best restaurant in the world.
Yeah, we'll just do it anyway.
We'll do it.
We'll put three people on that. We'll put three chefs on that.
Chefs.
Not Mexicans with questionable paperwork. Chefs.
Yeah. Not a guy with a teardrop tattoo.
Yeah.
Right? Chefs. So, but they'll come over and they'll say, okay, the first dish is reindeer moss. And what we do, and they'll come over and
we start with berries. First of all, I'll
shut up.
I have the whole thing. So I'll go down in order.
But can we just say that we made a decision. I was very proud of us.
Very proud. Go ahead. Say it.
We made a decision not to fucking take photos of every meal. We made a decision to put our phones away. You had your little notebook, old school.
In my lap, embarrassedly under.
A little journalism, old school journalism happening. And we put our phones away and said, you know what? Let us just remember this in our brains.
Let's have the experience.
Let's not take it with us. Let's not fucking show every asshole who's not going to get it. Let's not Instagram the photos. Let's not have this experience on a fucking piece
Let's not have to wait while something gets cold while we're getting the fucking
right
HD or no.
We're gonna have it. We allowed ourselves, I think, 2 photos.
I'm glad we did that.
And then we were like, "Fuck you."
I'm glad we made that rule.
We did.
Fucking yeah, man.
We're gonna experience it. And like I can't explain it to people.
Right off the bat, they come over and said, "Okay, here's what's gonna happen.
Right,
you're gonna eat what we tell you to eat. We're gonna eat what we bring you.
That's it.
Yeah, there's no menu. There's nothing to choose from.
Right.
Tell me right now, do you have any food allergies?
Nope.
Oh, in fact, we had to tell them on the wait list if we had any food allergies.
Yep.
Didn't we? Yeah. Yep. No, nope. We don't have any food allergies. Okay, we're going to have a wine pairing. Does anyone have a problem with wine?
Yes, I do. I don't drink alcohol.
Okay, great. We have a juice pairing.
Thank you. I'll take it.
God damn it. That's a great detail.
Great detail.
I mean, some people don't drink.
And they said, okay, we're going to have a juice pairing.
I should have got the juice pairing.
The juices were amazing.
Oh, it was like mint cayenne cucumber juice.
Some weird...
It was everything.
Everything went with... The juices went with the food like wine.
Yeah.
It was nuts. So the guy...
Just spare no detail.
No detail. No detail. Fuck a guy with a crummer.
Those guys are bringing up the... Let me do
fuck
this.
Fuck that shit.
Which that seems fine. That's, fine
that's,
dining.
That's fucking ghetto.
That's dumpster diving.
So
it's eating a raw fish out of a dumpster.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, you stupid crummer in your white long apron.
Yeah,
this shit was so. They come up to the table in 1 hour,
2.5 hours. And,
yep.
And everybody who comes out and gives you stuff is going to be a chef. They're an actual chef.
Yep.
They're fine chefs. Right. To get this job here is not easy.
Yes.
He had to ask over and over again to be a chef there.
Yeah.
The guy's like, don't just go home. Yep. Thanks for visiting.
Yeah.
Go
thank
home.
You. See you later.
So. And they go, here we go. We're going to start.
Yeah.
Started off with some berries.
Berries.
Don't have a strong memory of the berries.
I don't have a strong memory, but you wrote it down. What was it?
Just berries.
That's what you wrote?
I just wrote down what the as little as possible.
What the fuck?
Trust me. Next is reindeer moss, and we're already getting the memories going to come back.
Okay.
So I'm saying, here's what we're going to do. It's 2-3 months later. This was the very end of September. October, November, December. 3 months later.
3 months later.
Let's see what our memory is of a meal.
Okay.
3 months ago.
Okay. The berries
are fine. By the way, they say they do like to have everything. Oh, we'll get to that. Okay. Reindeer moss.
Crazy.
It was like light, dark color.
Well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
When they bring the dish out, you don't know what's the edible part of it.
Oh, right.
They're pretty much bringing out the top of a mountain.
Yeah.
On a plate. Anywhere in the world where you go to the top of in the morning,
and the plates are
where it's foggy and you're at the top and you just saw a billy goat run off into the distance. And if you looked on the ground and you just dug up a piece of dirt and they put it on, that's what it was. You're like, what? This is a beautiful, like you could have took a picture of this, a close up, and said, I am in Ireland right now on a mountain.
Yeah.
Or a hill somewhere.
And people just be like, moss. It's just moss. It's actual. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
So
mean moss.
So it's this rock with real moss, and then on top of it was this reindeer moss.
Yeah. Rock with real moss. That's how they served it.
Yeah.
On top of something else.
It's crazy. Natural. Yeah. It looked like it's in its natural environment.
This ain't Arby's, you guys. It's not wrapped in something you can pick it up with your hands in. It's everything is a presentation.
Yeah. They pretty much. Yeah. They have rocks.
And you're supposed to dip the reindeer moss. It's so light and airy, the stuff.
Yeah. They took moss.
It's got this brown taste. It's not green. It's brownish.
Because they fried it.
Oh, they fried it.
They fry the reindeer moss.
They explain all this to you as they bring it.
In a certain oil.
Yeah.
I forget the oil.
At the best possible temperature with the best possible oil.
Right. And then they serve it to you, and you have to dip it in the sauce.
In this buttery.
What was the sauce?
Chive.
Did you write that down?
No, I did not.
What the fuck? You didn't write the sauce?
No, not
that
one.
Did you write the word sauce?
No, I didn't. That's memory.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, you dipped it in the sauce.
I think I get better as it goes.
Good.
The reindeer moss is one of the best parts, though. It was delicious. I remember being salty, like tart.
The texture of it was amazing because it literally, you as you push your tongue down, it disintegrated.
Melted, yeah, like cotton candy.
Yeah.
But not sweet like cotton candy, but kind of like that.
Yeah.
Who would think to bring reindeer? Here's the thing. They do everything from the area or from the region.
Yeah.
So like, this is the kind of thing you might get here.
Yep.
It's edible, exactly. Here you go.
Yep. It's like, that's
really?
It.
Okay. Adventure begun.
Yeah. Crazy. So that first, the berries.
And it's about the size of what? A golf ball?
Yeah, it's probably like.
A little bigger than that, maybe.
A little, yeah. It was a little flatter than that, too.
Yeah.
It just looked like a hunk of moss. You know, so you if I threw that on the ground, on grass, you'd fucking step on it.
Yeah, oh yeah,
you'd,
for sure.
You would never even. But it tasted so fucking.
Yeah. Unique and good. Not just good, unique.
Everything I ate was the first time I ate that.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
It made me realize that I've eaten the same five things most of my life. Some type of protein, some type of carb, and some type of vegetable. This made me realize, oh my God, there's a ton of shit out there that I have no idea.
The same three chords and like there's a whole.
Yeah. Holy shit. That reindeer moss made me go, what have I been doing? What have I been fucking doing in my life?
Yeah.
Why did I not try something this crazy? Well, this is amazing. But like, again, it's a small thing. You can't eat. You can't sit there and watch fucking Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid with a bowl of fried reindeer moss. You'd throw up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Too much. You can only,
you're going to do a bowl of it. No fucking way. No,
you can only do that one bite and go, oh my God.
My friend, we were in Alaska on some gig and we were fishing. And we cut open, David Taylor, we cut open one of the fish. The guy would fillet it right there. The guy took us on the gigs. And he had a boat. It was great. And then they had all these eggs in one. There was all these dots. And we're like, what is that? They're like, well, it's eggs. And he goes, oh, it's pregnant? He goes, yeah, it's actually caviar. I mean, you can just, my friend was like, you can just eat it raw? He goes, yeah. And he showed us, took a spoon, ate it. And we're like, wow. And then David was like, yeah, can I do that? We each tried it. And then every pregnant fish we caught, David just started eating out all the, until he realized, you just ate like a pound of caviar on a boat.
Yeah.
He just got super nauseous and had to go under.
Yeah, he just ate a bunch of fucking babies.
You can't fill up on that shit.
No, you can't. It has to be processed, too, in some type of way.
Eat it with a cracker. You'd eat two of those, and that's it.
Yeah, you get a fucking blintz and some fucking cream, some creme. Yeah, you don't just fucking scoop it out of the... Ugh.
By the way, if any of this sparks any memories of other meals you've had in your life, I think that's part of the experience, and go ahead and share it.
Okay, great.
Just go into it.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah, it's your show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's my show. You're producing it.
I'm producing it.
The Riotcast Studios. Okay, now you're going to be disappointed in me for the next thing.
Why?
Because it's a tomato type thing with the walnut.
You know, I fucking look at you as one of my smart friends.
Like sure, next one's great.
But I look at you as one of my... You know what I mean? Like,
I'm trying to catch up.
I know you're a pothead, but I look at you as like intelligent. Like yeah. I see a standard I have for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the fact that, what did you write again?
A tomato type thing with walnut.
That sounds I wrote it.
Yeah.
That's what I would write, a tomato type thing.
I started getting a little bit more.
And then there'd be a little picture next to it.
I started getting a little bit more in depth with
it. A tomato type thing. What the fuck? I forget it. I don't know.
Yeah, I forget it too.
I can't even remember that fucking thing. Go ahead.
Don't worry, because here we are.
All right, here we go.
Beef tartare with ants. Dish number four.
God, man.
Before you get into it, I just wanted to have the listeners know, yes, ants.
Ants, and a specific type of ant.
The reasoning was this. As they serve it, they go, we like to use food of the region. And citrus is not accustomed to this region. Nordic region.
So
we don't get a lot, but most people cook everything in lemon juice. So what we've done, it says these, go ahead.
But lemon juice is a cop out. Lemon juice is a easy way to give something flavor. So fuck that. We wanted to find another way to give something a flavor, a lemony flavor, a citrusy flavor, without being, you know, whatever, easy, squeezing
and without ordering lemons from fucking England.
Right.
Yeah.
So in South America, a lot of tribes eat ants because some of them taste like oranges, some of them taste lemony.
They taste of the whatever grass type that they're eating, right? Something like that.
So the guy's like, okay, and what they have to do is fry them while they're living.
Fry them alive.
So that...
Well, they're not going to fucking strangle them to death. One by one, and then put them in the fryer.
I wouldn't put it past this fucking place. Yeah, there was like four chefs upstairs just hanging
this
ants.
A little rope pulling it behind.
Dental floss.
Yeah, behind a back seat. You talk too much. Yeah, dental floss. Popping their little ant heads off. One survivor crawling through the bodies of his colleagues.
So they have to freeze them while they're alive. because and then fry them, because if they die, the lemony flavor goes away.
Right.
They have to be alive when they freeze them.
And it's a legit citrus lemony flavor. I'm telling you, bro.
Dude, they put that, they sprinkle it on like pepper.
All over it.
On this meat.
All over raw beef. Yeah. Beef tartare.
Which is amazing.
It was amazing. Little strips of it. Little long strips.
Dude, I could have fucking ate a pound of that.
Did you at all pause and be like, oh, ants, I'm not sure if I want to do this?
Not 1 second.
Me neither.
Not one.
I'm proud of myself.
Oh, yeah.
Proud of both of us.
Oh, yeah.
Great. That's what it is. Cool. We're at the best restaurant in the world. Obviously, it's edible. I'm not ever going to get prepared better than this.
Yeah, he could have came out and said, this is fucking Filipino foreskins.
Yeah.
Baby foreskins.
Great. Is this normal on the menu or is this a special?
In the Philippines, they eat the baby foreskin. I'd be like, great. That's great. Let me have it. What's it come with? Is it a chip? Chip?
Was it hard to prepare?
Yeah.
I want to know if it's hard to prepare. That would help.
And they had a Filipino boy.
It's a chip.
So, yeah. Okay. That was great.
It was great. And I was so impressed. And it really did taste so citrusy. And man, then we ate ants. Ants as a garnish over raw beef.
To give it lemony flavor. And God, was it lemony.
By the way, the day before, we walked, after we saw Noma, we went around the corner, saw a factory that's devoted to making the silverware, the wooden silverware that Noma uses.
Yeah. They use custom carved wooden forks, knives,
to size, spoons, to order. Yeah.
And plates.
They've caught people stealing them.
Yeah, people take them all the time.
Sir, what are you doing with it? What are you each doing with a fork? Oh, sorry.
It's $50 a fork.
Yeah.
We should have bought one. Why didn't we buy one?
Should have bought one.
Could have framed it. Put Noma.
Yeah, we could have.
Yeah. We suck.
That would have been a cool thing to put just right here, too.
Yeah, so Noma.
Both sign the spoon.
Yeah, fuck yeah. All right, maybe I'll get one. Maybe I'll get you one.
Maybe we do suck.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, these kept coming too. These portions kept coming.
All right, what's the next one?
Danish flatbread with rose petals.
That was fucking great. Hang on, I have to undo my belt. It's literally digging into my fat.
Okay, is that from just talking about food? Yes. It's pushed your stomach out.
Literally, like.
Oh.
Wait! It's gonna hurt.
Oh, ew! Undo it. Just unbuckle it.
I'm gonna.
Oh, you seem so distracted for the last like minute and a half.
Yeah, it was this.
Oh.
Well, yeah, it was digging into my belt buckle.
Wow.
Yeah. I just went back on the diet, too.
Good.
Back on the diet, back to the gym. I got to lose 80 pounds in fucking 8 months.
Great. I think you can do it.
Well, that show I did.
Yeah.
They wrote in next season.
That you got thinner?
That I got thin.
Good for them.
The funny.
Good for them. Fuck you. Fuck good for them.
I know.
I like that.
Yeah.
When does that come out?
July 6th, FX.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
FX show.
Yeah, fucking cool. FX, baby.
Okay, you all right?
Yeah.
You get circulation back in your belly?
My eye.
From that?
Yeah, I think it hurt my eye. I think everything's connected.
My body's connected.
And I think that, you know, from that digging into my belly, it fucked up my eye. Go ahead.
Okay, well, that was the Danish flapper. But pickled quail and snake egg, a smoked egg.
Dude, that was so fucking good.
Yeah.
It was so good. Dude, that egg was so... It tasted like they took it out of a fire.
Yeah.
In the woods of Kentucky.
It was tiny?
Tiny. And it was
soft?
Soft and warm. And then inside was gooey.
Yeah.
It was so... As soon as it broke in your mouth, you tasted like four things.
It's like that freshen up gum, but... savory version of it.
Dude, it was like if God came in your mouth.
Yeah, it's like if God came in your mouth.
That's what that egg was. It was like as soon as it was like if God jizzed in your fucking mouth, you'd be like, "Oh God." You'd be like, "It's so good." Immediately just swallow God's jizz.
God, that was great. Yeah. They keep bringing these out. And they tell you where it's from and what the deal is.
They tell you exactly how they made it, how many people it took to make it, why are we doing this? Not just we did this fucked up shit.
Oh, yeah, they tell you how many people it took to make this. And they point, see those guys in there? Those guys are all preparing this right now.
They tell you everything. So everything you eat, you have a respect for. You have to know that it took five people to do it. It took one guy's out back fucking getting little baby potatoes.
Yeah, they that took the spuds.
That took
the
2 years to make.
The spuds off a potato, and then they use that as the as the thing.
Right. Crazy.
2 years to make.
So everything you eat, you're like, oh my God.
You're appreciating.
You have this history of it.
Yeah.
You understand how, so you're like, this, I really want to taste this. I want to take the time.
You really savor it.
Yeah. Fucking great. It was so good.
Okay, these next two items, you're going to love this. My note was, lost forever into the abyss of my mind. I just did not write down the next two items.
You are just a fucking stoner. You literally.
It was like, but I'm trying to eat and then write down as he's talking. I can't do it while he's.
What the fuck? That doesn't even
mean.
But
he's talking and telling him what it is. I'm like, okay, I can't look away and write down while he's talking to me.
But why? You took the time to write that.
Because it was like, oh, it's gone. Maybe I had like a minute there where he didn't come over.
Right. Okay. Because
then I'm trying to write. He's coming over the new thing. I'm like, fuck.
All right. Okay. We'll give you. All right. So what's next?
The monkfish.
Monkfish was so good.
Remember, tell me about the monkfish. I forget about it.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Some of the stuff I forget about. Monkfish is this giant, gross fish.
Monkfish, if you've never. You want to see an actual sea monster?
Oh, I can't wait for the next one. Yeah.
Go Google monkfish.
Oh, yeah. Those giant, massive ones, right?
They're massive fish. There's a mouth inside of a mouth inside of a mouth.
Is that that?
Yeah. And the mouth's open, and when something goes in it, it shuts, and their teeth are facing almost like an anaconda. So you can't
get
out. So it's a kind of a dangerous fish, but it's they call it the poor man's lobster.
Really?
Yeah, because it has a lobster texture. Remember that? It was really good. It had some oil on it. It was fucking beautiful, man. It was like probably the most savory dish we had.
Wow.
Where it actually had some substance to it. Remember? It was in the bowl.
It was meaty.
It was meaty. It was nice. It was good. Because not everything is kind of airy. Some things are airy. Some things have flowers.
Moss had nothing to it.
Yeah. This actually had a little like, oh, that felt good. Like I could eat that as a meal.
I wonder how many calories would be in the moss if without the butter.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. You can eat as much moss as you want.
And the monkfish is indigenous to that region.
I don't think
no, they get of Norway. They say.
Yeah, they probably do. Absolutely, yeah. But they.
Oh my god! I don't have herpes. I mean, I already called girls. I'd be like, just you know, I have.
Why
herpes.
Was you? What a fucking paranoid asshole!
I was positive.
Dead.
I gotta remember every girl
you
I call.
You can't fucking them. Ever assume you have herpes, AIDS, anything until
Not
you
AIDS.
Get it checked out.
I already had the girl blamed that I was like, oh, I know who I got it from.
And it's not her.
It's none of them. I don't have it.
Did you call them immediately?
I think, I'm trying to remember. I think it was one I forgot to call back and be like, oh, just so you know.
What a dink. She probably has it too. And it's not even from you. It's from some other guy.
Else, yeah.
And now she's going to blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, well, where did I get it from? Like, but I don't have it. Like, oh, yeah, sure. Something you had it, now you don't have it.
It'd be funny if she was like, that's okay. I got AIDS.
Oh, touche. Well played, young lady. Okay, this is the one you're going to love. The grasshopper balls. Do you remember those?
No.
Ground up grasshopper.
Okay.
Into these balls about a Super Bowl size.
Yeah.
They were great.
Oh, yeah. Those were good.
Greenish-ish.
Yeah, yeah,
but like
yeah.
Also black.
Oh, my God, yeah. Fucking
Cracked
great.
Cracked them open. I forget if we had anything with those.
Yeah. I don't think we did. Did we have something with that?
I don't know. Meanwhile, the whole time, every like couple dishes, they're bringing you a different juice and a different
well,
wine.
Well, they go from savory to sweet.
Oh, right. They order it.
Yeah, they order it. So it's
these are all savories.
These
the
are
reindeer
all
moss, the tomato type thing, the beef tartare.
Savory. Yeah.
Pickled, yeah.
So they're controlling your taste buds.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Okay, boom. I have underlined. We have one more dish, then underlined, then the main course starts.
Yeah.
So this is all appetizer time.
These are all appetizers. Then they go savory.
So the grasshopper balls, and then they have the whole onion heart with capers.
That was so good, man.
God.
Who the fuck knew an onion heart?
Onion heart.
Would taste. I mean.
How do they prepare that?
It's so fucking good.
With the capers all around it, which went beautifully with it.
Oh.
Great way to finish off. Like, then when you think like, okay, wow, are we done with the meal? Like, No. We haven't even started yet, really.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It was so fucking good, dude.
At some point, they were like, if you want to go to the bathroom, let us know. We'll take a break.
The onion heart, it was, I was like, this is going to, I was like, my God.
Didn't make your breath smell at all.
Not at all.
It was like a fine Patron, like,
yeah.
It's, instead of coughing, you're just,
bad yeah.
example, but.
Well, for me it is, because
I
don't have Patron, but there's a lot of people out there that just went, yeah.
Yeah, probably. But I'm not even one of those people, so I don't know why I said it.
I don't know. Dude, better than fucking Picard.
Picard?
Whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah. Yes. All-time failure to start the new year. Don't forget Bobby Kelly's special. Bobby Lee Kelly's special.
Bobby Lee Kelly.
Mike Kelly. His special is airing on Friday night at midnight at 11:59. Set your DVRs. But even more importantly, once you watch that, you can get 50% more special. Almost 100% more special if you go to Bobby Kelly.
Robert Kelly.
RobertKelly.com.
No, don't go to Bobby Kelly. That guy's not me.
Oh, who is it?
I don't know. Some fucking woodcarver.
Is there some guy?
I think he's a poet guy or something.
JoeRogan.com is some Idaho like real estate salesman.
So funny.
Yeah.
It was bumming out that Rogan had to get .net.
Yeah.
It just sucks. Oh. Dude, just spend the money and give that fucking queer what he wants.
Put it $5,000, just give it to him.
Yeah, give him $5,000. Get your fucking name.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. January 9th.
RobertKelly.com.
Robert Kelly Live.
Robert Kelly Live.
Yeah, someone had Robert Kelly. I don't have Rogan's money. So I had to just take the hit.
RobertKellyLive.com,
man.
RobertKellyLive.com.
Yeah, January 9th. Go get that. Buy that shit. Spend the money.
Spend the money.
And don't do it just because you think I'm funny.
Share it with your friends. Have a party. Viewing party.
You have to fucking start doing this. As comedy fans, you're responsible to fucking set the curve, to put the power in the artist's hands.
Yeah.
And that's how you do that.
So you want good specials that aren't touched by a fucking weird environment? Like, well then, pay $5 for it.
Well, Comedy Central's great. They're fucking awesome, and they're actually putting a lot of great comic specials out this year.
Yeah.
They really stepped it up.
Yeah.
Comedy Central, man, is very funny right now.
Yeah. Rogan, Keith Robinson, you.
Yeah, me. They're really funny, man.
Kinane is the week after me, I think.
Yeah, so fucking
Nate Bargatze.
Yep. Be fucking absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
So they're putting together, and they're buying up a lot of content. They're buying up people's originals, which is like mine. They're buying mine.
Great.
They didn't do my special, but they bought it. So fucking, they're actually kicking ass.
Yeah.
So go, but you know, the way you help us is by buying that special.
Yeah.
And that's where we kind of make our money. We don't make our money by it airing.
RobertKellyLive.com.
There you go. Back to Noma.
Back to normal.
Are we done?
No, fuck no. We just got to the main course.
All right, let's go. We're already an hour and 14 minutes in.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, we got before we started with the dishes, then we started.
Yeah.
It's way past your bedtime, huh?
Huh?
What time do you go to sleep now these days?
On Friday and Saturday, it's late.
Okay. Main course, starting with squid.
So good.
What was the squid?
I think it was the... Yeah, was it squid or octopus, dude?
Yeah, but I think he said squid. Oh, yeah, I remember it now. You could see the little round dots on them.
Octopus. Wasn't squid.
Not squid?
Nope. I don't think so.
What's the difference between squid and octopus?
I think an octopus... I don't know, dude.
Is it the pointy shape?
I don't know. It might have been a squid. I think, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question, but I'm not going to attempt to answer that and have some fucking douche that listens to your show who knows. Dude, that's not the fucking difference. A squid is a fucking
and a fucking pilotron.
Yeah, exactly. So fuck that question.
Okay. Let's move on. Bread with some sort of acid butter on it. They had these breads every once in a while too.
Yeah. Dude, they brought bread out. Well, this one I knew I was fucking starving.
Yeah.
They brought bread out at one point, and I ate it all.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, you don't want to fill up on this? Like, yes, I do.
Yes, I do. You don't know me. I'll fucking eat 9 pizzas.
And you were like about to eat before.
Yeah.
So you were like starving. That's
starving.
Right.
Starving.
Like, you eat whatever you want for this bread, but just so you know, we're going to bring out a
bunch of courses. Yeah, you should definitely go out to eat after Noma.
26 courses.
Okay.
Jesus.
Go ahead.
Gerstlian leaves with shrimp. Wow. Gerstlian. Gerstlian.
But do I have you pegged wrong? Are you really dumb?
No, man. I'm writing under the table super fucking small. Geisha leaves. Geisha leaves.
Oh,
I don't know. The man is saying some words I've never even heard of before.
But
we should have taken pictures.
We should have.
It's like an annotated picture.
We were really trying to be hipsters and not take pictures. We should have just took pictures.
Yeah.
And then wrote what it was next to him.
Exactly.
Texted him.
Right then. It was embarrassing to take pictures. That's what it was. It was. A fine restaurant. And those people that brought their kids there.
Everybody
get
was
the
taking
pictures. What the fuck are you doing here?
Everybody was taking pictures.
Were they really?
Everybody around us.
I have my back to everybody.
Everybody was taking photos except us. Now we have with whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah. Pumpkin caviar.
Oh my God. Fucking ridiculous. I mean, just ridiculous.
How was that prepared?
It was so fucking good, dude. It was on pumpkin, actual pumpkin, which I would never eat pumpkin.
Yeah, straight pumpkin.
And you went in with a spoon. It was on pumpkin, and it was in an oil.
They bring you these different utensil every time too. Like here, and here's what you can eat it with.
Yeah,
go.
Yep.
All right. Celery root with spinach. That was delicious.
That was awesome.
Egg yolk with spuds, the 1.5 years spuds. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, egg yolk. They separate the yolk and they boil just that in super hot, not hot, but super light, low level boiling water.
Yeah.
And they just bring this yolk that's going to explode over these spuds.
It's
a year and a half they grow.
A year and a half they grow. What they do is they take regular potatoes, and when you take a potato out of the ground, it has little potatoes attached to it. And they take those potatoes and they let them sit
until
for fucking forever.
Yeah.
And then they have somebody that has to go through them, and he has to clean them by hand outside in the cold in a fucking puffy coat.
Do those spuds make new spuds? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, those spuds
never saw a potato.
It's what they do is they take a shitty potato. I think it's they take an old potato, and they put it back in the ground, and they let it just rot, and it makes those little potatoes.
Yeah,
and then they take those little potatoes, right?
Yeah,
and then they have the guy clean them outside.
Yeah, we saw him cleaning them,
which is mind boggling.
So carefully,
and then they bring them inside again, they clean them again.
Yeah,
with water.
Gently. So,
and then they put those little tiny, tiny potatoes in this dish.
And they put
and you bite down on them and you're like, oh my God.
Put a yolk, a lone yolk. The sack is still intact.
Yeah.
It's not a cracked yolk.
Nope.
It's just a yolk.
Just a yolk ball. And it's fucking crazy.
What?
No, keep going.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. It's a little hot in here, right?
Yeah, sort of.
Might have had a heart attack. Hang on, I'm gonna get a water. You want a water?
Yeah, I'd love a water. Thank you. All right, go ahead. Then we get the pickled pumpkin, which is also delicious. And then we're done with our main course. Are you about to have a heart attack? Please don't.
No, I'm not having a heart attack. I'm just getting a water.
I don't understand why this rich couple brought their fucking kids and their nanny.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up, dude.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, that was fucked up. They came in there like they were celebrities, like giant celebrities.
Yeah, they came in late. Weird. They came in. You don't bring your fucking children.
Who are running around?
This isn't Applebee's. This isn't a steakhouse.
They're not going to remember this. They're going to ruin the experience. Everyone else is eating at the best restaurant in the world, and you're having kids running around. Get out of here.
Kids are running around, and they got a different meal than everybody else. The kids, which have bugged me.
Really?
Yeah, they got some fucking other.
They don't want to cook. They don't want to cook a special meal for just kids.
Cunts.
One of the best chefs ever. Here's some chicken wings. Some fingers. All right. Here we go. Irania berries with 12-month-age seaweed ice cream.
This dish is the one that really put me over.
Okay, they're like, hey, you're done with this. We're starting the desserts now.
This is when we go to sweet.
Irania berries.
It was Irania berries that they used with seaweed.
12-month-age seaweed ice cream.
Okay, seaweed. And they made an ice cream. When they said seaweed ice cream, I was like, all right, here's where they're going to fall off.
Because they're going to try too hard.
I'm going to have to pretend I like it, and I'm going to walk out and go, that sucked.
Yep.
It was the most amazing fucking ice cream.
Yeah.
And I hate fruit ice cream. I hate sorbet. You can suck your own asshole. This was amazing.
Ice cream.
It was seaweed ice cream.
With aronia berries, are not? It's not even a berry you even have usually.
No, it's a fucking. It's like a weird. I don't even know how they made it so sweet. It was beautiful.
By the way, my notes for the sweets got so much better than my notes for everything else.
Because your confidence built up.
And also because I love candy and shit.
You do?
Yeah.
You're a big candy guy?
Well.
Oh, yeah. I remember I went to your room and you took all my candy out of my bag.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always like, on this half diet.
I can't have this with me. I can't have
it. I can't do it. I should have just ate it.
Oh, it was also good. Those marshmallows, those hard marshmallows.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have gave that to you. I should have took it.
Oh, I bathed in it.
I know you did.
I just poured it over.
You're still a little fucking thin asshole.
Potato plum compote with almond puree. I do remember this. The almond puree looked like mashed potatoes. Seemed like sweet
it
mashed potatoes.
It was potatoes. Read it.
Oh, yeah. Potato plum compote.
You just said potato. You fucking stoner.
But they were so sweet.
Dude.
It was so sweet, the potatoes.
They took potatoes and they said, potatoes take on any... the form of what you put in them. It's absorbent. And they just, if you put sweet, it's sweet. If you put butter, it tastes like the butter. Yeah. If you put, ketchup,
it's like the water.
But if you put sugar or some type of sugar with it, becomes a sweet. And I never
knew
that.
It really did. It was so fine.
It was so, oh my God.
There was no like mash. There was no chunks to it at all.
It was beautiful, man. I thought that was going to suck. It was so good.
Wow. Yeah, that was a great one.
Yeah.
We took a bathroom break in between the main course and the dessert. We're like, you know what? Yeah, let's take five. The guy was like, yeah, totally, man. Take some time.
Yeah, we needed to.
Yeah. Just catch up a little bit and talk about what we had done so far.
Yeah, because I didn't want it to end as quick as it was about to. You know what I mean? It wasn't going to end like right away, but I didn't know where we were, and I just needed to slow things down. It was almost like when you fucking... you know, when a chick's sucking your dick real good.
Yeah.
And you're like, stop, 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 stop. No, 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 no. I know. No, no, stop, 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 stop. Come up here. Let's kiss for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let's make out a little bit. I don't really want to make out with you because you just sucked my dick, but I don't want to come right now. I want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want this to last.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. Let's just stop for a second. Let's not blow our load.
Bathrooms are beautiful. You go through the lounge to the right, away from everybody.
Yeah. Such a quiet restaurant, too.
So quiet.
So quiet.
It's nowhere. There's nothing around it.
Nothing.
Caramel elderflower yogurt.
Great. So sweet.
Oh, this next one is one of my favorites.
What is it?
The fermented barley Danish.
Danish
with the middle with the what would have been, so it looks like a one of those triangle
yes
Jewish foods, whatever.
Yeah.
Wow, what the fuck, are you kidding me right now that I can't remember that?
Dude, you gotta stop doing drugs. You can't remember a Jewish food?
It's killing me.
What is
that? it's the triangle fucking.
I can't
history.
Help you, dude. I'm fucking Irish Catholic.
What the fuck, dude?
What the fuck, dude?
But anyway, it's like this, you know, that usually have like fruit filling in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's barley.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it was delicious. They made these things sweet. By the way, the fucking aronia berries with 12-month aged seaweed ice cream was a great move over from the savory to the sweet. It was
cleaned your palate.
Yeah. It's like everything's planned.
Everything's planned. But the barley, you got to explain to them, they made a chocolate sauce.
It's chocolate.
They took barley and made a chocolate. They burnt the barley to get the color of chocolate.
It tasted like chocolate.
Okay. And then they added sugar to barley, and it became chocolate
sauce.
We're
like, what is this? What's the sauce in the middle? The guy's like, barley. No, the sauce, though, in the middle.
It's barley.
Barley.
Yeah, they made barley into chocolate sauce.
Wow.
It is fucking ridiculous. And it your brain...
Hamantaschen. Hamantaschen. Boom. Oh, Hanukkah, come light my menorah. It's a Purim thing, though. Hamantaschen. Is that the Jewish thing you've seen up here?
No.
Yeah, that was great.
It's a fucking oud hanging over my head. Of course not.
That was great.
Yeah, that was real. That barley thing was amazing.
Yeah. Is that oud? Is that what that is?
That's an
vegetable
oud.
Yeah, that's that oud. Instrument is?
Yeah, it's a fucking oud.
It looks like something that Kate Micucci would have played in the Middle Ages.
What's with...
forget it.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Fuck you. By the way, even before we left, the executive lounge was great. Sitting there like champions, seeing that beautiful girl and that beautiful guy she was with. Remember that?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, they're out of our league to even look at. We were sitting in first class with them. Good trip. And then that was dish 25, was the fermented barley Danish.
Okay, good.
And to top it off, he was like, guys, that's pretty much the course, but here's something extra. Here's some mushroom chocolate.
Mushroom chocolate was like fucking dumb.
What do you mean?
It was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
These are mushrooms, and it's just chocolate.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
I was like, what kind of mushroom chocolate is this? But not the kind I'm used to eating.
It was so good. And then
sweet. So sweet.
It was sweet. And
just a giant.
Everything I tasted, I've never tasted before in my life.
Yeah, they were like similar to other tastes, but not the same. They're like, what is this? And you have to ask them again. Like, what? Okay, what?
Yeah.
And they were great about answering any question.
Yeah.
You weren't bothering anybody. Nope. You were there for the experience.
You didn't get any attitude. You didn't get any, it was the nicest.
They loved answering questions.
Loved it.
Because there were 50 chefs for 46 tables.
They loved their job.
Yeah, they loved their job.
Yeah, they loved doing what they were doing.
God, it's so much different than the fucking black chick at the LaGuardia Airport Einstein bagels.
Not that much different, but definitely different.
God, could not be in any less of a rush to just acknowledge that I ordered something from her.
Dude, I love, the Einstein bagel or the Avant Pain?
I don't know.
The Avant Pain, they're really nice. The black chicks over there.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, they're super nice, yeah.
I even think the LAX ones.
But here's the thing, man. Here's where it gets crazy.
What?
Is, at the end of this, they bring in the check.
Yeah.
Okay, and
that's a great place to wrap. By the way, our waiter, the fucking most confident Asian man in the world.
Oh my god!
So they bring you this check.
Yeah, they bring in this check, and you don't know how much it is. Now, in my brain, I'm like, fuck.
Oh yeah, the check. We sat down 2 hours and 29 minutes ago.
Right. But I'm like, all right, $250, $300.
Oh, that's a lot.
I'm like, I'm $250, $300. I'm in for it. Fuck it. I'm doing it. And then they drop the check, and I look, and it's 5,000
kroner.
Kroner. And my fucking eyebrows fell. Like, my stomach fell in on itself. I literally thought I made the biggest mistake in my life because I can't split a $5,000. I can't. Don't get me wrong. I could do it.
That's the bill for the two of us.
But I would fucking. My wife would fucking murder me.
We're like, and then we got to do the math. Like, wait, what is that? How much? So that's half is $2,500. And dude, then how much is the exchange rate?
Dude, it was over $500 a piece.
Yeah. It was like 5'10", 5'12", and then we had a tip.
And then tip on a five on a
bucks.
Tip on a $500 bill. What is it? It's $100.
Yeah.
$100 from you.
The service was so amazing.
You can't even fuck with it. You can't even not tip. You want to tip more, even though it's five. So it's $600 a piece. Maybe over.
God. And you'd be like, okay. Well, this was part of it.
Dude, my knees buckled. At $500, $600, I was like, the only thing that saved me from it, and I went, you know what? I don't care. I don't care what my wife says. I don't care what anybody says, is that I'll never do it again.
Never do that again.
And I'll never get...
And when will you get a chance to even be in the neighborhood of the best restaurant in the world? Three of the last 4 years.
Yeah. So to have that experience and also to be there with you.
Yeah, that was great too. Not to be there alone, which I would have done if I didn't.
Right.
When I made the reservation, I didn't know anybody else was going.
So to drop $600 on a meal is fucking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'd say worth it.
worth every.
I mean, how much do you have? Every those memories fucking and every memories nickel of the money.
Every fucking nickel of it.
God,
it worth
totally.
It. Would I do it again? No, I've never.
I mean, if I had a Groupon, it would have been a lot better.
Yeah, yeah. If we were with like a rich friend.
Oh yeah, that'd way be great. Better. Let's go in tonight.
Yeah, dude, you guys want to go to Noma on me? Yes, but if I'm with, I'm not taking my wife there. I'm not taking. No. You're not getting.
But I tell you what, though, if I did take my wife there, I had a girl, and I took her to fucking that, and there was some kids running around, I'd be like, God, come on.
You hated
get
those kids.
Get out of here. What are you doing? The gall.
Yeah, I would never take my kids.
He's so self-absorbed. You think that your miracle of life is fucking, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I have a kid, and I love my miracle of life.
Yeah, but you know.
But I would never take my kid to
you understand Noma. That shrieks annoy people.
Yeah, I would never fucking do it in a million fucking years.
Fuck them.
Not at fucking $6 a pop.
God,
I don't want to see a. I don't want to see a booster seat at $6.
They look like they just skied down from the Alps.
I know, but they were fucking rich, man.
They were rich.
Rich. I mean, the rich. I mean, look, the people in there did not flinch. They nobody except for us flinched at that fucking check.
We were like,
we were immediately trying to do math. I looked around. There was one person at each table that grabbed that bill and put his credit card down without flinching for everybody.
You were looking at them.
Yeah, dude. Me and you immediately started calculating.
Yeah. I'm going to get my calculator out. Did you have a chocolate-flavored calculator?
It was fucking crazy, though, but I would definitely.
And then right afterwards, Dan took us on a tour of the place upstairs with the innovation room. The spud room where they keep things at exact a yeast temperature of an exact amount.
It was amazing. That tour that they gave us was fucking amazing.
God, they were so cool about it all.
Yeah, it was amazing, dude. It was fucking amazing.
I have a picture of us outside afterwards that we took with Dan. I'll put that up on the website.
Yeah, you got it. That was fucking
great.
I'll
put that up on the website.
It was something I'll never, ever forget, and I'll be able to tell my kid, dude, I went to that restaurant.
I mean, anyone who's going to be in Copenhagen, although not 3 months, because the next 3 months, he's going to Japan. They're taking the whole restaurant to Japan.
Oh, yeah, that's weird, too, right?
3 months. And it's not like they're opening up a chain in Japan. They don't do it that way.
No.
They're taking everyone who works there, they're shutting down their restaurant, and they're opening up Noma in Japan.
At a hotel. Yeah. It's costing probably millions of dollars.
Yeah. But the guy's like, I'm about the art. That guy's about the art. That guy whoever, what's his name?
You didn't write that down?
I have it. I'll say it in the intro. But his restaurant, that's an art.
Yeah, dude. They have people upstairs, almost like a science lab, almost like Area 51 fucking people trying to figure out, okay, what's the season? What's in season?
Yeah.
Now, artichokes. Now, how can we do something with an artichoke that's never been done?
Like chalkboard, like the show Scorpion, where they're fucking trying to figure shit out. And like,
you watch Scorpion?
No, it's called the commercials. I swear to God, I've only seen the commercials. I swear to God. What?
I love it.
No way is that show good.
It's not good at all, but I love it.
Oh, okay.
It's a true story.
I love the sound that comes through on this. You really get a feel of being in the fucking on McDougal.
Oh, you're on McDougal in this fucking studio.
Yeah, you can hear. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Pretty soon, you'll be hearing the fucking chick scream, too.
Oh, the drunks coming out, screaming like, are you playing or being raped? Girls, separate your screams. You're making it hard for us to react.
Yeah.
Every time I go take a ball up my fist and take a step forward, I'm like, oh, you're all just giggling now?
Yeah. You mean put your hoodie on and go join.
Yeah, I made myself a hero. That I would never be.
I know.
Put my hoodie on and go join.
Ball up my fucking.
Oh, we doing this? Zoop. Right. What am I balling my fist? I ain't going to fight. I'm going to call the authorities at best.
Not even.
The best version of me, you're right, doesn't get involved.
Probably videotape and make a fucking YouTube.
For science. Yeah, $600.
$600, dude.
$20.
$600, and we walked away, and we were both still hungry.
Yeah. That is one of those things they say. It's like,
yeah.
Prepare to eat something afterwards.
Yeah, I fucking was starving, dude.
2.5 hours of eating light pieces.
Yeah.
What an experience.
Yeah. I mean, it was probably what made Denmark, I mean, just topped it off.
Yeah, and it was fun going to Christiania with you.
Dude,
I went
was
back.
Great,
that was
man.
Really interesting.
Yeah, dude, the legal. I mean, that place. I mean,
an anarchist town,
and the fact that you went and bought fucking weed right there in the town,
like a free American.
Yeah,
just in the middle. Yes, please. I'd like some sativa. They knew what to separate.
I apologize to all your fans for me burping and drinking.
That's all right.
You know, some guy, this guy's a fucking cow.
Why is his mouth react the same way ours does when we talk a lot? It should be dry. It should be the same level of moisture all the time.
Yeah, that place was great. I mean, I've never enjoyed a town as much as Denmark. I had a blast.
Great.
I
fucking loved it. Biking? Did you bike at all?
No.
No.
Biking, I went cool. to a castle.
Oh, yeah.
The day you went biking.
I went biking. That's right.
Yeah.
With Jonas's brother.
Right. Exactly.
And we went back to Christiania. I went on a boat in the canals.
Yeah. I went with Thomas. We went
to a castle. Where was that?
His friend owns a castle, man. And it was like we drove up onto this. And it was like weird. She's a really nice woman. And she's out there with her dogs. And she grew up in this castle. I mean, it was fucking nuts, dude. They had orchards, and we went through the orchards, and
wow.
It was fucking nuts, dude.
Well, I went to smoke pot on the anniversary of the degeneracy of their anarchist city.
Yeah, dude. When you left, me and Thomas went for a great ride out in the country.
That's cool.
Went to his house.
Really?
Yeah, he has a beautiful.
What kind of place does he live in?
Just a beautiful house.
That guy's a winner, that guy.
He's a winner.
He's a straight winner.
He's a great guy, too.
Yeah.
His kids are really nice.
Kids all look like fucking, they could have easily been like understudy for Thor.
Yeah, his little daughter is just a really smart, intelligent girl.
That was cool. Going to pubs there was cool with those guys. Even though you didn't drink, just being in there with the smoke.
Yeah, dude.
That was that's a European pub. Those are cool.
Yeah. What's his name? Vladimir?
Vladimir.
Vlad was great.
Vlad was great, yeah. I like that guy a lot, Vladimir.
Who was the guy from Iceland?
Mm-hmm. He was cool.
What was his name? Come on, dude.
Dude, my name's, I'm terrible.
Ivan?
No. Vladimir Ivan? No way. No, it's not in here. No way. No way. No way. Yeah.
Vlad, I don't know. Eric?
You did a podcast with them all. We all did a podcast.
Release that? I've never released that.
No fucking way.
Oh, my God, dude. I forgot. I never released that show.
No way. For real?
I swear to God.
Well, wait 2 months then, or wait a month.
Why?
I don't know, because it'll be the same thing. Have it separated.
Wow. Why? This would be like, this is an encore to that.
Oh, yeah. The week my special comes out. Release
right.
that.
All right. I don't think I did. Maybe I did.
I don't know. But that was a good podcast. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a great one.
And then we topped it off with, before we went to the airport, he goes, no, before you go to the airport, I'm taking him to this fucking dessert place. Gloss.
Dude, we had a dessert that's over 100 years old.
They've been taking the same recipe exactly the same way.
It's fucking amazing.
And they don't have any, what? They have sugar, but what don't they have? They use like, I don't know what their deal is. Everything was so smooth and rich there. Gloss.
I don't know.
Glacé.
It was fucking weird, right?
Yeah, and the guy who owned it kept pushing it up. I'm like, yeah, push it all on us. I'll eat it all, man.
Yeah, they kept bringing us free stuff,
the vanilla wafers on top of that one.
Oh.
Really good. Yeah,
dude,
free stuff.
So fucking good.
And some hot chocolate with it.
Hot chocolate was
good.
Dude, brilliant.
Wasn't it just fucking cool being in Europe and walking down the streets, even the tourist streets, and seeing the buildings that are fucking 500 years old?
Yep.
And the beautiful ornamentry or whatever it's
all. Older than America.
God. Yeah.
Older than
just,
America.
It just feels cool there.
Yeah, being on a street or in a building that was older than America.
You bought a scarf?
I bought a beautiful scarf. I still have it.
What a great trip.
It was awesome. It was great. Even when we went to the airport and I showed up 10 hours early and you showed up 5 minutes before the plane took off.
Yeah. No, you're going to miss it, man. You're going to, come on, hurry up. You left 4 hours early. I was like, what are you talking? You're like, are you ready to go? I'll pick you up. I'm like, I'm still doing errands. I haven't even started packing yet. I'm out.
I was at business class lounge while you weren't even fucking even thinking about getting in the cab.
No, I was like, I'm going to do stuff. No, yeah. I'm not even.
I was trying to panic you.
You were getting it a little bit. I was like, what's security like? Oh, don't even start.
Yeah, I was taking photos of me with thousands of people. But we have business class, and we pass all those fucking savages.
So good. But every once in a while, comedy pays you a nice trip.
Nice trip, nice money, nice.
Good.
And they treat you right, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get to go, all right, cool, this is great.
Tell
I mean, some people
Europe.
Get that all the time. We get it every once in a while.
Once in a while, yeah.
Yeah. It was probably one of the best trips ever.
Yeah. I'm glad I got to do it with you, man. I'm really glad
you
were
with me. Yeah, me too, buddy. That was fucking great. Yeah. Bro. It was awesome.
When I found out somewhere, I was like, is anybody else American like Bobby Kelly? He's like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I was excited, dude. Yeah. I was so happy you were going. Because we've never done a road trip.
Never.
Never.
Yeah, you get to a certain point, you're like, you really can't do road trips with people anymore.
Because we're headlining.
Yeah.
We're headlining.
Before, it's like, maybe like, we'll do this bar in, I don't know, wherever.
Yeah, now it's like, you're going to do your stuff, I'm doing my stuff. So when we get these opportunities to do these festivals or to do these road trips, it's like, fuck yeah. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I want you to come to Germany and London, too.
I was going to, but I just couldn't do it.
That's FX show.
I had to go fucking, yeah.
You had to finish practicing drumming.
I had to go back, man. I had to go fucking learn the drums.
Yeah.
Which was nuts. I'm a fucking drummer now.
A little drummer boy.
Yeah, dude. I can drum pretty good now.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to challenge Brody Stevens on stage to a drum off.
No, I'm not that good.
Trust me, he bears does against chairs.
I don't know, dude.
Have like Genesis. Go up two sets of chair drums on the stage of the Comedy Store late night with Brody.
Yeah?
And fucking drum off. Have a good time.
I'm not even at the Comedy. The guy never passed me.
New guy.
Yeah.
Adam Egot. He gets it.
Will he?
Yeah. New talent corner. He gets it.
Well, you're going back to L.A., right?
Yeah.
All right, so fucking tell him about
Absolutely.
It. I'm coming to L.A. the 18th.
Of January.
Yeah, I'm doing the TSAs for the show.
Doing the what?
TSAs, the press.
Oh, okay.
For sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Oh, I thought you were saying you were going to fucking do a show for the TSA. And I was like, cancel that show, motherfucker. Don't entertain those people.
No.
Don't give your time. Fucking don't make your money off them.
No, it's I'm not really moving that much right now. I don't know if you've noticed. I worked out for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
So and I can't move my arms
you feel like
and my
Dante.
Shoulders. And I have such a bad sinus headache for the last like 2 hours that I'm literally going to puke. As soon as we're done with this, I'm probably going to throw up.
All right, let's call it. Well, Bobby Kelly this Friday, but also Bobby Kelly Live this Friday night.
Stop saying Bobby.
RobertKellyLive.com. You can get it at 11:30 something. I don't know. 11:30 something this Friday night.
Yeah, go to Comedy Central, man. Go check me out.
Watch
Friday
it.
Night,
Such
January
a
9th.
To watch it and buy the thing.
Yeah, buy it. You can buy it, own it, pre-order it that night.
And guess where you can buy it? RobertKellyLive.com. I'm getting it now. I'm learning
it
now.
Fuck yeah.
I'm learning.
Man. Yeah.
It's called Live from the Village Underground.
Live at the Village Underground. Robert Kelly Live at the Village Underground. You're the worst. Funny. Literally, you've said it wrong every time. You're one of the fucking greatest guys. This is why I love fucking being on the road with you, too, is because you're fucking just a silly bitch, but you're also, you're one of the most opinionated motherfuckers ever. You won't let people get away with shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It makes me laugh, dude. How fucking annoyed you get at certain things.
I drop it a dime, like it's so fast sometimes. I'm like, no, I'm having a great time. I'm like, no, that's bullshit because you can't think that way.
It fucking makes me laugh, dude. I fucking love it. So, yeah, check it out, man. Thanks for having me on your show.
And where can people find you online? RobertKellyLive.com.
RobertKellyLive.com.
And at Twitter. Do you still Twitter?
It's all on RobertKellyLive.com.
RobertKellyLive.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm a big Facebook guy.
And you have the Riotcast and
Riotcast Network.
The You Know What Dude podcast, which is a great podcast I've been on multiple times.
Yeah, you're a fucking big hit. Everybody loves you. When are you coming back on?
I took over once. I guess
I
took once.
Yeah, I know. It was fucking scary. I had to fucking make sure that I got back right away. People are happy with you hosting.
That was fun.
When are you leaving for L.A.?
I'm leaving on Friday.
Fucking, and you're gone for how long?
Till April.
For another fucking pilot season?
Yeah, but I think I'm not even allowed to do pilot season this year, so I think it's just for winter.
Why? You got something?
Maybe.
What do you got, man?
Script me and Ren Azizi and David Taylor working on.
And?
Like we're gonna like have to write a script, so I can't go out for pilots because I'll be like second position or whatever, which means you can't do it.
And you get paid
a little bit, but you get to write your own thing.
It's fucking great, dude. I hope it happens.
Yeah.
Is there a part for me?
Yes.
I'll grow a beard and fucking grow my shitty hair back.
Oh really? Oh, nice.
Yes.
I want you to wear a toupee. I want to put you in something where you can,
dude,
but you can but your character's trying to play it like it's legit.
I'll fucking do it.
Okay.
Absolutely. Whatever you need. All right, dude. All
right. Thanks, Bobby.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Peace. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. And nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
Thank you, everybody. That was the episode. Thank you, Robert Kelly, for producing this episode. That was live from the You Know What Dude podcast studios above the Comedy Cellar in New York. He produced it, which means he pressed record on his system instead of me on mine.
So you did not do the podcast in the restaurant?
We did not do – although afterwards, I talked to the head chef.
Yeah.
And I said, can I do a podcast with you? And he said, absolutely. And I met him that night.
That's awesome. That sounds great. That's the one, the famous one, right?
It's not the guy who started the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
It's not the owner. It's the head chef. No, I can't air it because he was like, you know what? I said some shit in there I shouldn't have said. Can you just bury that?
Can I hear
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Privately, I won't let you transfer it to anything.
What the fuck do you think I'm going to do?
It doesn't matter.
You let me hear it.
Yeah, on my own device.
You're really being weird about that.
Well, a guy asked you to fucking trash something. You don't let the stuff go out. That's how shit gets out. What are you talking about?
I
have a secret. Just
Ari,
tell me.
Just send ridiculous. It to me and let me put it up.
I'll just
can I just email
YouTube
it to like 15 people?
Yeah,
I do
really
want to
cool.
hear this. This is like, you know, this is like the way porn movies used to be.
Yeah.
Where they're on super 8mm and people would watch it in a room and it was very private.
Yeah.
This is gonna be like that podcast. Yeah, it's the sure. super secret Ari podcast.
Robert said too. He said he wants to hear it too.
Yeah.
This cool guy, Dan. He was a cool guy. He's from New Jersey. He had to take a job interning there.
This is kind of like
they were
the
like,
interview.
Go home.
I would never have watched the interview except for the North Korea thing.
Except for the hype.
Yeah.
Okay. Take your guess on how. I'll be in San Francisco this week. I forgot to say it. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday with Louis Katz featuring for me. Maybe I'll go back in and say it again in the intro. Fuck, I needed to say that. Oh, well. Okay.
Okay.
And then Denver at the end of the month.
My guess.
Super Bowl weekend.
Each meal, $327 a person.
$327 per person.
Yes.
It was more than that.
Wow. No wine?
What?
No wine?
Wine pairing.
What do you mean wine pairing? Each course had some wine?
Every few courses. 26 courses.
26?
Yeah.
Were they small?
Yeah.
How small?
The moss was like the size of a...
Because that surprises me, because I think that moss would be a big bowl full of moss.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't... Yeah.
You think that would be a heaping plate full of moss.
They tell you about every single thing, and they tell you where it comes from, and how they get this, and like why there.
Yeah.
They don't like to use citrus there, even though they use them at every other restaurant.
What?
Because citrus doesn't grow in fucking Scandinavia.
See, that's a problem. Scandinavia sucks.
No. This fucking restaurant figured out another way around it.
How'd they figure it out? What'd they do? Or is this already covered?
It is covered, but I'll just tell you,
yeah.
It's ants. They have ants that feed on certain kind of wheat that has that citrus taste.
Interesting.
So they just garnish ants all over stuff.
Alive?
Some of them are alive. Nothing we got. The menu changes a lot with seasons.
Okay,
and stuff,
yeah.
But there was no moment of it was the first one was ants on raw with tartare.
Beef tartare?
Beef tartare. And we're like, oh, sure, let's go. And we just ate it and was like, wow. And you could taste it so lemony.
Really?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's the cool thing about it. This is an adventure.
Okay,
it's
that sounds great.
We're going to find a way to make the lemon taste with
Ari,
lemon.
This sounds amazing. Now, my question for you is...
So they had wine pairing with every course. He couldn't drink because he's an alcoholic. So he was like, oh, I can't drink.
Yeah.
No, they go, we have a juice pairing as well.
Oh.
So they had like...
Did they make the juice out of
mint
ants?
Chili juice and like all this weird cucumber, pomegranate, like everything went. $500 a piece. Plus tip makes $600.
What is it 20% in Scandinavia? Or would it be
know,
it seems like it'd be 90% because of their fucking tax system.
The thing is with Scandinavia with Denmark, it's like
oh wait, what's the tax on the food? Is it
no, I don't think there's any tax. It was just here's the price.
No sales tax. Okay, this just sounds by the way, that sounds worth it.
It was amazing. I was talking to Robbie about it and we said like the money we still had, the $500, especially for him who was a family, he's like, I need that, but at the same time, I don't need it as much as that knowledge that I had that experience.
Oh, yeah. If I had a family, I wouldn't
that
pay
adventure.
That because can you imagine you're married, right?
Yeah.
And your wife finds out you blew $500 on a meal of ants. There would be hell to pay. You know, most women I know would prefer a guy cheats instead of blowing that much money on fucking dinner.
Yeah.
But that said, as a single guy, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. God, it was so fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's the thing about comedy is that you find you've interesting adventures just because of it.
Yeah, I mean, it sent
not
me to
much if say all you do is late nights at the Comedy Store, but a few.
Yeah, but sometimes,
yeah,
like the house upstairs.
Which one?
The party house that Paulie ended up.
You know, I never went there.
Me neither, but some people did.
Yeah, some people did. It's like just
party
hell,
upstairs.
Just knowing Paulie Shore, just knowing somebody that reprehensible,
that gross,
that disgusting,
that
of a
terrible.
Person. Yeah, I mean, he would. I'd have to live several lifetimes and do prison time in several to meet somebody who's as spineless and fucking disgusting of a person as Pauly Shore.
Yeah,
and now I'm on a first name basis with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, this was a great podcast, Ari.
Thanks. All right, you guys. So don't forget, my special comes out on my website, arishafir.com. On Monday, you can buy it there. It'll be on Comedy Central on Friday night at midnight. Set your DVRs now, I guess. 16th at midnight, a week from Friday. And I'll
Ari, quick question. Yes, how many times do you think it's going to air on Comedy Central other than this one time?
Probably the only time.
Did it only air once? That's a lot Maybe of money two. For them to spend on something that only airs once.
I know, but it seems like from the people I've talked to, like they don't air stuff a bunch.
Is your face going to end up on a billboard?
Maybe for the storyteller show.
That's what I'm saying, happening. Yeah. So there will be...
It's too bad I moved out of the apartment that my billboard was in front of, that the Comedy Central billboard was right in front of.
Lucky for you, Eric Marino still lives there, though.
I wanted to be there while a Comedy Central, while a billboard of me was in front of that apartment.
Agreed, but in a way, it's much more a much bigger success that you moved out of that apartment. You know, look at it like that.
They're not selling it now.
I know. Marino managed to stick it out through an eviction notice, and now he's just living
there. How did he get an eviction notice?
They told him, you've got to get out, and then they said, okay, pulled it back. They said it's a done deal, and then they said they pulled it back. They had already decided and signed, sealed, delivered, and then they pulled it back.
Wow. He wants to say that because he didn't care about the buyout. He cares about the paying $600 a
month. Yeah, I mean, if you're willing to commit to living there for a long time, eventually that's a good financial decision.
They're like, well, we'll pay you enough $17,000 that you can get a new place for a year. He goes, yeah, a year.
A year.
And then what? Then I have to pay full price for a place.
Yeah, and also it's close, so he's like staggering distance from the store.
Yeah. Well, I'll be in San Francisco at the Punchline January 7th through the 10th. My next storyteller show, live storyteller show.
See, now I would have gone to this show if you had mentioned it in the intro.
I know. Riot Fest in downtown LA, January 17th will be my storyteller show. TJ Miller, Madrigal, I think Kinane, I forget who else. It's at a movie theater. And then Denver Super Bowl weekend with Steve Simone.
Oh, really?
Comedy Works, yes.
I was going to do Super Bowl at the Comedy Store, but apparently they're filming something. Therefore, I'll be doing comedy Super Bowl the way I like to do it, which is at home alone.
We're not doing it at the Comedy Store?
No. Apparently they're filming something.
Who's filming what?
I don't know. I just got a text from Adam. Who the fuck knows what they're doing?
Maybe we can do it here.
At Benji's? I guess we could.
He'll be gone by then, right?
Yeah, but what's the TV situation? Is it nice TV here?
I don't know. Let's go look.
Okay, let's find out. Does he have cable?
I don't know.
By the way, Benji, we need Hollywood pies. There's no television.
This is where the TV would be.
I know.
He has a TV. He had one in his old place.
Where the fuck is it?
Hold on. Let's go to his room.
Okay. This would be a good place to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this would be. You could fit a lot of people in there.
Yeah, I know. And also, Hollywood pies.
Hollywood pies.
Can I make a plug here? If you have to get deep dish pizza in Los Angeles, you know, Chicago style,
you need to be
going to Hollywood pies. And I'm saying this even though they're not giving me any free food, although that's a damn shame.
It's the best kind of ad when you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, well, the best kind of ad is when you're paid to do.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I guess for them it's the best kind, but for me...
I got some fucking ads for this podcast.
Doing it for the love. By the way, I have a television if we need it.
Oh, by the way. Great. Oh, a projector can go on here, couldn't it? All white?
Yeah, I guess it could.
All white?
Yeah, it could. I could bring one over.
What if I say all white again? All white?
I like that. Soothing.
This wouldn't be a bad place to do it.
Yeah, let's
go
talk
wide to there and there.
That actually would be the best way to do it, like that way.
Oh, that way. Oh, I thought I meant like
that would be good too.
Like up to that corner.
Either way, it's good. We just put it. Talk to Benji. Get a television in here because he'll still be here because Benji's not going to New York at all.
He's probably not going to go to New York.
You're
going to
be living here with Benji.
Have a roommate.
Roommate buddies.
Going to be fucking because I'm not fucking.
But you'll probably be fucking the same girl Benji's fucking.
Nailed it. Thank you very much for tuning in, everybody.
Strong closer.
Now down at Gatsby's restaurant, there's a picture hanging there of a petrified Italian with escargot in his hair. And there's a big white horse rug lying by the door. And I'm washing dishes in the back and sweeping up the floor. But you don't ride a big white horse into the front of Gatsby's door. You don't yell at Idaho Silver as you scoot across the floor. 20 big Italians have even down on my knees and I cried, oh, now help the Lord and mama me up.